High school football is on the air on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. And this is the Locker Room Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. The Hastings High Tigers at home tonight after two trips on the road, hosting Gehring this evening. And Eric Emerson is here, the head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Coach, still haven't been able to put any up in that win column, but how's this week gone in practice?
You know, actually, that's one of the things I'm most proud about is the fact that these kids have come out this week and really stepped it up a notch. I think as us coaches were talking, this has probably been our best week of practice. And I think I might have said that every week so far. They just keep coming back and practicing hard. And I think it can be easy to get frustrated right now at this point in the season because we're 0-5. And it would be easy to assume that because we're 0-5 that we've got kids on our roster right now that aren't working hard in practice or that are apathetic about winning, and that couldn't be further from the truth. These kids have come out and done everything that we've asked them to do, and I think maybe the most frustrating part is just we want them to experience success and experience the fruit of their hard work.
Yeah, and it could happen, couldn't it, Coach? I mean, kids could get down. These are youngsters, and they want to do anything less than winning. They're not happy with. So the kids and maybe the senior leadership's kind of led the way.
Yeah, that's for sure, and that's one of the things at the beginning of the year that we challenged these seniors. So we talked a lot about in two-a-days that they've really got to step up their leadership ability. I think last year's senior class, I think it came to that senior class a little bit more naturally, and they were a pretty deep senior class, and we really asked these seniors to kind of fill that void, and I've been really pleased with the progression that they've made in their leadership throughout the year.
Last week at 28-0 first period for Beatrice on their way to the victory over the Tigers. Your second long road trip in as many weeks, and you just can't let Beatrice, a team like that, get off to such a start like that. They're good enough without any help, aren't they?
There's no question. We knew going into that game that when you play a team like our 2 week ago opponent Scotts Bluff or a team like Beatrice, when they were going to come out and they're going to hit you hard and they're going to run between the tackles and they've got good running backs, that you've got to play a near perfect game. And you can't help them out. You can't shoot yourself in the foot. And when you're a little bit overmatched up front and you don't have a lot of depth as a defense, you've got to play perfect. And I don't think we did that very well. I think we pointed that out to them in film the following day that, when you're playing a team like this, you can't line up wrong. You can't arm tackle. It's the little things like that that make a huge difference. And you got to hand it to Beatrice. They can run the football. And there's not a whole lot of teams in the state, I feel, that are going to have a lot of success trying to stop Beatrice from running the football. And they've got a tremendous back. He got in the open field and kind of made some of our guys look silly at times. And they're just a fantastic football team. I think we're going to take a lot from that game and learn quite a bit.
Yeah, the confidence level, though, is with a win, of course, that would be built up very much. But you said you've had a pretty good week of practice. And hopefully the kids go into this game tonight with confidence. They just need a win, don't they, Coach?
Yeah, there's no question. And I think that's the biggest thing that we're working on right now is just the confidence with the kids. I think we match up fairly well with Gehring. I think they're more of the offense that we match up best against. They spread it out a little bit more. They're an offense similar to our offense. That's right. When we step on the field, we need to have belief. We need to have confidence that we deserve success and that we deserve the win, and that's the biggest thing that we're striving for right now.
We head kind of into the second half, the six games through nine here, three out of the last four at home, and this is the last game before district competition. So there's really still a lot to play for, and I know your guys know that.
Oh, absolutely. And after coming off of two really tough road battles, it's nice to come back home. And this time now Gehring has to make the long trip out, so we've got that going for us. And our kids are hungry for a win, and they're excited to obviously get district play started. But Gehring's the next team on our schedule, and they know that we match up fairly well against these guys, and it's a great opportunity for us. And again, we've just got to come out and play our brand of football and not make any mistakes and play as clean a game as possible.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Hastings-High Gehring game in specifics after this timeout on tonight's pregame show.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show before Hastings High and Gehring High School football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Coach Eric Emerson of the Hastings High Tigers with us. Coach, again, and more specifics, what about this Gehring football team? Looks like they're pretty balanced offensively and can put some yardage up, and defensively looks like they've given up quite a few points in yardage. But offensively, big challenge for your defense.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it all starts with the running back, Gage Smith. He's a pretty good runner. He's pretty dynamic. He can go inside. He can go outside. Looks like he's got a little bit of speed. Looks like most of probably their yardage has come through him. They've also got a couple of nice receivers that give them a little bit of balance. So they're able to be a little bit of a dual threat as far as that goes. And I understand that their starting quarterback, who they started the year off, got hurt in the first week of the year against Holdridge, and he's back. He was back for Grand Island Northwest, and he gives them a little bit better dimension as well. So their offense is good, and we're going to have a challenge for us. They can hit you in a lot of different directions. Defensively, they keep you on your toes. I would describe their defense as pretty aggressive. They bring their linebackers inside, outside linebackers. They use a lot of line stunts. So our offensive line has got to keep their heads up and their eyes up and look for those blitzers. And they move around well, obviously, and they can tackle well. So you can tell they're very well coached on the defensive side of the ball. And our offense is going to have a challenge also.
They come into this game with a win over Northwest, a team that defeated the Tigers earlier this year. And this is their last non-district game. So they got a lot of momentum. They would like to continue here from the win last week, face the Tigers tonight, and then go into their district stuff. So they provide a challenge in that way also.
No question. And if you watch their last game, you could tell the added dimension of their original starting quarterback kind of gave them a little bit of a boost. And it looked like their offense was clicking the way it was intended to. I think they were relying on a sophomore quarterback while he was injured. And although I thought that sophomore played pretty well, you can tell that the senior quarterback is the guy that really controls things, and he's able to give them that added dimension that gave them a little bit of a boost over Grand Island Northwest.
Okay, for the Tigers tonight, the keys, because I know your concern is how are we going to play both sides of the ball. What are the keys to a Tiger win tonight?
Well, definitely. It's something that we've been preaching all year long, and that's play mistake-free football. I think our offense has looked fantastic at times, and it's been a little bit of a one-step-forward, two-step-back situation for us. If you look at our game against Beatrice, our very first play from scrimmage went 25 yards, and we were already down on the 25-yard line for Beatrice, and our very next play we fumbled the football. The same could be said for defense. We do a pretty good job of containing them first down, second down, and then we let something bad happen on third down. So it's got to be consistent all the way across the board. We've got to take care of the football, and it's going to come down to a little bit of some special teams play as well.
It's been two long road trips, one to the west, one kind of to the southeast, but good to be home in three of the last four, and again, a last non-district game. So you got a chance tonight to really get some momentum going, don't you, Coach?
Definitely. We're definitely excited after two long road trips, two really tough opponents. Gehring's going to come in, and like you said earlier, they have a little momentum behind them, and I think both teams match up athletically fairly well, so it's going to be an even contest. It's going to come down to, again, what we talked about earlier, confidence and belief and taking care of the football, just the fundamentals.
All right, Coach, good luck. Let's get that first one in the W column tonight. Let's hope. Thanks very much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Eric Emerson, head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers, on tonight's pregame show. Stay tuned, play-by-play. Hastings and Gehring is coming right up.
You've been listening to The Locker Room Show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. Stay tuned, play-by-play coverage is straight ahead.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Another Friday night is upon us, and a chill is in the air. But that chill is warmed by a nervous energy running through your veins. The hair rises on your arms, your spine tingles, your senses are completely in tune with what's about to transpire on the field. Friday night fever, like a virus, is spread like wildfire throughout the state tonight. Its symptoms range from joy to heartache at any given moment. Its cure, a victory, a well-played game. A chill may be in the air, but on the field, an inferno is about to erupt. It's game day on ESPN 1550 KICS. Tonight, the Hastings High Tigers will be looking for their first win of the season as the Gearing Bulldogs come to Lloyd Wilson Field. For the Tigers, it's been a struggle, but they have seen glimpses where they were on the cusp of victory. Attitude, work ethic, desire have dominated this Tiger camp, and we'll see if the fruits pay off tonight. It's the Hastings High Tigers and the Gearing Bulldogs, and it's on ESPN 1550 KICS. Let's head out to Lloyd Wilson Field for the call of tonight's game. Here's Blaine Bulis.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Football from Lloyd Wilson Field. The Hastings High Tigers and the Gearing Bulldogs tonight, as the Tigers are still seeking that first win of the 2013 football season, 0-5 on the season. The Gearing Bulldogs come in with two wins and three losses on the season. Last week, the Tigers dropping one at Beatrice, 49-13 against a very good Beatrice team, the second of two long road trips in as many weeks for Hastings High. Gearing last week won over Grand Island Northwest by the score of 26-17. A team, Northwest, defeated Hastings High 37-6 earlier in the season. Gearing beat Northwest last week 26-17. The Bulldogs at 2-3 on the year. And the losses this year for Gearing have been to the other three Hastings High district opponents, Lexington, McCook, and Holdridge. So it's 0-5 Hastings, 2-3 Gearing tonight. The Tigers are still struggling offensively with the running game. They have rushed for only 317 yards this season. That's only about 63 yards per game. They've thrown for 150 per contest, so 213 yards per game for the Tigers. But the running game has been pretty lax at times. And in fact, the Tigers are averaging less than 2 yards per carry running the football. The Gearing offense comes in, they're pretty balanced. They average about 301 yards per game, 181 on the rush, 120 through the air, but they do give up 340 yards per contest. The Hastings High defense has allowed 38 points per game on average. The Tigers have only scored 9 points per contest. Gearing comes in scoring 18 per contest and giving up 26. So it's a pretty balanced Gearing offense coming into this one. So the Tiger defense will be challenged, and the Tigers, again, trying to make that execution consistent on offense and get a running game going. As we said, they have thrown for 751 yards, over 200 a game, and the Tigers look to seek some balance tonight as they go into this one against the Gearing Bulldogs. The last non-district game for both of these teams. The Tigers jump into district play at McCook next week, but have the last two district games with Lexington and Holdridge right here at Lloyd Wilson Field. So the Tigers look to get some momentum and gain some, get some, and move it to the final third of the season in district competition in this game against Gearing tonight. Hastings High is going to get the football first as Gearing will kick off. The Tigers will expected to start Tanner Johnson, the senior at quarterback, Derek Fast, the senior at running back. Brendan Menke, a senior, also will get a start in that backfield. We'll see Christian Perez, Sam Reimer, Christian Lomax, Gage Davis, and the wide receiver positions for Hastings High tonight as they will meet the Gearing Bulldogs in this contest tonight. The long trip from Gearing today for the Bulldogs, and they may be heading back to some snow. We'll find out about that later on. It's about 60 degrees here at Lloyd Wilson Field with a breeze from west to east kind of across the field. Gage Smith kicks off for the Gearing, and the Hastings High Tigers get the football first, and they get it at about the 6-yard line on the return. Philip Pedroza will run it past the 20 to about the 25, 26-yard line. And that's where the Tigers will start, first down and 10 yards to go. So the Tigers will have the Tanner Johnson at quarterback, Derek Fast the running back, Brendan Menke
Also in that backfield, 145-pound senior. Morgan Karloff is a tight end, and again, they'll have Sam Reimer, Christian Perez, Gage Davis, Christian Lomax at the running back positions. First and 10, or excuse me, the wide receiver positions. First and 10 at the 26. From the pistol, the handoff goes to the running back. Derek Fast, he breaks into the clear to the 40. 45 to midfield. So off left guard, Derek Fast runs that football for a first down on the first play from scrimmage by the Tigers from his own 26-yard line. He moves the football to the 50, a 24-yard gain for Derek Fast, and a first down, first and 10 at midfield for the Tigers. They come out in the shotgun with Tanner Johnson in that shotgun. Rolls to his right on the option play, keeps the football to the 45-yard line. Inside the 45 to about the 44-yard line. So a good gain on first down for quarterback Tanner Johnson of the Tigers. They will spot that football at the 43. It's going to be a pickup of 7 yards on the play for the quarterback Tanner Johnson. Second and 3 at the 43-yard line. Get in the shotgun. No huddle offense for the Tigers. The snap to Johnson, throws it to this near side. It's going to be caught for a first down. And catching that football is Christian Perez. Perez catches the football, moves it to the 38-yard line, a pickup of 5 and a first down. 5-yard gain, but good enough for a first down. Perez, the first catch of the night. First and 10 at the 38 for the Tigers. Getting from the shotgun to Johnson. Pulls it out to the left, this time caught by Christian Lomax, and he's going to be pulled down for no gain on that completion. No gain on the first and 10. And our first yellow flag of the evening.
Illegal block in the back against the Tigers.
And a block in the back on the Tigers there on that completion that netted no yards, but a block in the back on the play. And it's going to be marked off against the Tigers. That will move it back to about the 48-yard line, where it will be first down and about 15-yard block in the back from the spot of the foul, 10-yard penalty, excuse me, back to the 49-yard line.
Spot of the foul, bring up first down.
First and about 23 yards to go for the Tigers on their own 49-yard line. They have to get to the 28 of the Gehring Bulldogs. So it's first and 23 at the Tiger 49. Handoff goes to Brendan Mankey. Came from the wide receiver position inside Gehring territory to about
Brendan
the 46, 45-yard line. They'll spot it at the 46 and pick up a 5 on the play. It's going to be second down and 18 yards to go. So Brendan Mankey, his first carry. He came from the wide receiver position and took the ball from quarterback Tanner Johnson. Second and 18 at the 46 of Gehring. Johnson fakes the handoff to Fast, rolls to his right, avoids one tackler. Missed by another. Now he's finally pulled down for a loss of about 3 back at the 49-yard line. So
Johnson,
a pretty good pass rush by the Bulldogs.
Tackle could not. 72, Danny Palomo Jr. and number 87, Nate Ferrero. Third down and 22.
In fact, lost 3 on the play, so. It's third and 21 at the 49. Johnson keeps the football 45-40. He's inside the 40 to about the 38, so it's and back to his original line scrimmage. It's going to be fourth and long now for the Tigers.
Tackled out there by the Bulldogs, number 32, Isaiah Hernandez.
And the football's at the 37-yard line. It's going to be fourth down.
Fourth and 10 for the Tigers.
And about 9 to go.
The ball at the 37.
Johnson got 12 there, but it's still fourth and about 9 at the 38-yard line for the Tigers, and looks like they're going to go for it. It's just inside the 38, fourth and about 9.5 yards to go for Hastings High, and they are going to go for it here on fourth down and 9 yards to go. Johnson back in the shotgun. Tanner will get that football. He does. They need 9. He's going to make the kick there from the quarterback position. Bounces, trying to save it from going into the end zone is Christian Lomax. He can't do it. So Tanner Johnson, the quarterback, just dropped back, gave it a little soft punt. And Tigers can't save it from going into the end zone. And it's be first down and 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs on their own 20-yard line. And they'll send out Dylan DeMott, the 5'10", 165-pound senior, at the quarterback. Coming off an injury, but back in there, the senior tonight. Gage Smith is the man to watch for the Bulldogs, the 175-pound senior. Smith catches the football, runs it. He's run for over 700 yards. He's also the kicker, punter, kind of does it all. From the shotgun, the handoff to the wide receiver coming and getting the football, running that football
Ryan Schwartzkopf, the running back.
There's Ryan Schwartzkopf, and he moves it from the 20 out to the 25-yard line.
Tackled out there by number 15.
Schwartzkopf, in a similar play to Brendan Menke ran. Coming from the wide receiver and taking the handoff, picks up 5 yards on the play. So it's going to be second and about 5 for the Bulldogs at their own 25-yard line. Over center this time. The handoff goes to Gage Smith. He's going to be close to the 30. We'll get past the 30 and a first down. Moves it from the 25-yard line to the 32. A pickup of 7 and a first down.
Number 25, Brandon Menke. Number 54.
For the Gehring Bulldogs, first and 10 at their own 32-yard line.
Gehring will bring up first and 10 for Gehring.
Gage Smith on the season, rushing for 720 yards in the first 5 games for Gehring. The handoff goes to Smith. Not too much room there. We'll get maybe a yard out to the 33 in the Tiger defense. Stop Smith after a 1 yard gain. It'll be second down and 9 yards to go. For the Bulldogs.
It'll bring up second down and 9 for the Bulldogs.
Bye.
At the Tiger.
On defense as Jeff Keel, Zach Cook, Alex Panganiba, and Tyler Musgrave across that front. DJ Marr, Dylan Rutt at linebackers. Brock Dreher, Braden Valentine at the corners. Philip Pedrosia is also a linebacker. And Tanner Johnson, Brendan Menke, the safeties. There's the first throw of the night out to the wide receiver. Out to about the 37. Going to be pulled down short there on the first throw of the evening by DeMott. Ball caught by the 6'4" Justin Brester. Moved it from the 33 to the 37. A pickup of 4. It's going to be third down and 5 yards to go. So Brester, who's 6'4". Caught that one for the first catch of the evening for the Bulldogs and got only 4. Third and 5, Gehring at the 37 of the Bulldogs. Now in the shotgun situation, it's DeMott wants to throw, does on the run. It's going to be caught by the tight end, this time moving it out past midfield, catching that ball, Nate Ferreira. Ferreira, the tight end, catching that football for a first down, and the Bulldogs have it in the Hastings High territory, down to the 48-yard line, first and 10 at the Tigers 48, a 15-yard pickup there to the tight end Ferreira on the second completion of the night for Dylan DeMott, the 5'10", 165-pound senior. First and 10 for the Bulldogs at the Hastings High 48-yard line. Again from the pistol, it's DeMott handing off to Smith. Gage Smith runs to the center of the line and picks up maybe 2, maybe 3 on the play. Not much there for Smith as the middle of that Tiger defense stacking up Smith. We'll call it a pickup of 1. It'll be second and 9 at the Tiger 47-yard line. Second down, 9 yards to go. Gehring sends a wide receiver to the right, one to the left. The tight end will be in the spread out a bit as a slot ride, and he is in motion. Ferreira, the toss now this time to Smith to the 50. 45-yard line. Tiger defense with good pursuit there. Maybe another yard. Good Tiger defense on the play. The Tigers have struggled at times defensively, but had a good game 3 weeks ago against the Lions right on this field. It's going to be third down and about 8 yards to go at the Tiger 46-yard line. They're at the 46. They got to get to the Tiger 38. It's third down and 8 yards to go. Send one wide receiver to the right, 3 to the left this time. So 4 receivers out. DeMott, the quarterback, wants to throw, does across the middle, batted down and incomplete. Somebody got a paw up there. It looks like it was Alex Panganiban who got his hand up there to knock that one away, and it's incomplete. Fourth down and 8 yards to go for the Bulldogs, and looks like Gage Smith, as we said, who kind of does all the kicking, plus the top running back and receiver. The senior will do the punting. And the Tigers will get the football for the second time. 6:10 to go first quarter, no score. There's the soft punt headed for the right side, and it's going to bounce on the far side at about the 26, and that's where the Bulldogs down. And so Hastings High will get it for the second time. Each team gets into the other's territory when their first possession, but no points on the board. Halfway through period number one, and the Tigers will start first down and 10 yards to go at their own 26-yard line. Derek Fast has been the leading rusher. He has 204 yards on the season for the Tigers. Tanner Johnson completed more than 50% of his passes for 507 yards. Pulls this one out to the right side to
pass complete from Tanner Johnson to number 81, Morgan
Karloff. From the 26-yard line, they get it out to the 34, pickup of 8 on the play. It's an 8-yard pickup there to Karloff, 2nd and 2 at the 34-yard line. And at this time is going to be caught short. Not much there for the running back this time for the Tigers. Cody Hoppe. Hoppe in there running for Hastings High. They're at the 35. It's 3rd and 1 yard for the Tigers at their own 35. The shotgun this time. Tanner Johnson tosses the ball to the wide receiver coming across. He's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. Brock Dreher with nowhere to go there. The defense for the Bulldogs. Dreher loses on the play a couple of yards back to the 32. A loss of 3 yards on the play. And it's going to be 4th down, so the Tigers are going to have to punt the football away. 4th and 4 at their own 32-yard line. And back to punt for the Tigers. Getting that football off. Bounces at the 40-yard line of Gehring. They let it go, and the Tigers will down it right at the 30-yard line. Brendan Menke doing the punting for the Tigers that time. And Gehring will have it 1st down and 10 yards to go at their own 30-yard line. So the Tigers with 2 series and no points, and Gehring gets it now for the 2nd time. The Bulldogs at 2-3 on the season. The Tigers at 0-5, and Hastings High has this one in 2 of its last 3 also at home. So district play beginning next week for Hastings High School and for Gehring. 1st and 10, Bulldogs at their own 30. From the pistol, 2 backs back there with the quarterback, handed off to the running back. Like Gage Smith passed the 35 up to about the 38. A good gain on 1st down. Out to the 38, a pickup of 8 on the play. It's going to be 2nd and only 2. For the Bulldogs on their own 38-yard line. Dylan DeMott, the senior quarterback. Gage Smith is also a senior. 5'9", 165. The fullback is Jody Godinez. There's the handoff to Smith, and Smith does most of the running. He's close to the 1st down near the 40. And we'll see exactly where they spot it. They got to get right to the 40. They're a little bit short, so it's going to be 3rd and 1 yard. 1 yard there. 3rd and 1 yard at the 39.
3rd and 1 yard for the
Bulldog 39-yard line. Out come the white clad with the blue numerals, the Gehring Bulldogs. 3rd and 1 yard at their own 39. DeMott will get the 1st down. He keeps it. He's past the 40, up near the 45. 1st down for the Gehring Bulldogs. DeMott moves it from the 39 to the 44. He picked up 5 and a 1st down for Gehring.
Tackle by number 53, Tyler Musgrave.
First carry of the night for the quarterback, DeMott. He got 5. 1st and 10 at the Gehring 44-yard line.
Their own 44-yard line.
The Bulldogs get a 1st down, their 3rd. They have it 1st and 10 at their own 44-yard line. They come in the I formation this time with 3 wide receivers out. DeMott hands it off to Smith. Past the 45 to the 46.
But
Tiger defense grudgingly giving up yards here. 2 more for Smith.
Even number 54, DJ Mara.
21 yards for Gage on the night. He's not going to get tired. He has 141 carries this season, 720 yards, averages 5 per rush, by far the leading rusher for the Gehring Bulldogs. And they have it 2nd and 8 at their own 46-yard line with 2.5 minutes to go in the 1st quarter, no score. From the pistol, DeMott throws it to his wide receiver. It's going to be incomplete, still in the air, and intercepted by the Tigers. At the 45-yard line, that ball tapped around, and the interception
Pass from Dylan Ahmad, intercepted by number 54, D.J. Maher.
D.J. Maher.
Football at their own.
D.J. got that interception. It's the first turnover of the night. Gehring turns it over on the interception. The Tigers have it first down and 10 at the 46-yard line. Our first turnover of the game. Tanner Johnson at quarterback. Hands off to Derek Fast. Fast pass midfield to the 45. But the 44 got it up. It looks like a Tiger first down.
Tackle by number 86, Justin Brester.
He got about 10 and a half. We'll give him 11 on the play, and it's first down.
First and 10 Tigers from the Gehring.
Gehring Fast with an 11-yard pickup and a first down. It's first and 10 at the Gehring 43. Johnson to Fast again. Off left tackle, not much this time, maybe three. Derek with more than 60 yards on the ground last week as the Tigers moved the ball against Beatrice last week at times. Pick up a three there, second and seven at the Bulldog 40. From the pistol man in motion is Menke. Johnson fakes to Fast, keeps the football around left end, 35-30. 25-20 to about the 15-yard line. The ball on the turf. Will they say down or the Tigers recover or was it not a fumble at all? And you say it's a fumble and Gehring is recovered. Johnson ran that football for 25 yards and then he was hit, fumbled as it went to the turf and the Bulldogs recover. So the teams exchange turnovers. And that 25-yard gain and a first down that had moved it to the 15 ends up being a fumble for the Tigers, and Gehring has it first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. So Tigers, after getting a break on the interception, turn it right back to Gehring with the fumble. First and 10 at the 15. D'Amato over center, I formation. The toss goes to Smith, left side, 15 to about the 18, 19-yard line. Gabe Smith.
Ball carrier for Gehring.
Good pursuit tonight by the Tiger defense. Four there for Gage. Second and six at the 19-yard line.
Pick up four on the carry. Second down and six for the Bulldogs.
1:13 clock runs first quarter. No score. Second and six Bulldogs at their own 19-yard line. Tigers have had the ball three times. This is the third possession for the Bulldogs. From the pistol formation, D'Amott. Straight back to throw. Now he'll keep it, runs to his left. Now we'll keep the football to the 20. 25-yard line, near sideline. He stepped out of bounds back at the,
Dylan,
I was going to say about the 28. The ball was knocked out of DeMont's hands, but he stepped out of bounds about 5-6 yards in front of that up to, at the 29-yard line. A pickup of 10 and a first down for DeMont. So the Bulldogs have it first and 10 at their own 29-yard line on the run for the first down by quarterback Dylan D'Amott. He'll come out in the pistol. Each team running that pistol formation tonight. D'Amott to Smith, 30, 35, 40, breaks into the clear up the middle. 50, 45, 40. Tanner Johnson finally runs him down inside the 30-yard line of Hastings. Gage Smith breaks it off center and guard for another first down. Moves it from his own 29 to the Tigers' 29. A 42-yard run there by Smith. 42 yards and a first down to the Tigers' 29-yard line. Moves it from his own 29 to the Tiger 29. 42-yard pickup and a first down for Gehring at the Tiger 29. D'Amott. Hands it off to Smith. He's got nowhere to go this time. A couple of Tigers there. Maybe a loss on the play. They do lose a yard due to the Bulldogs. It's back to the 30. Second down, 11 yards to go. And that's going to be the final play of the first quarter. The clock runs out in period number one. But the Bulldogs have it second and 11 at the Tiger 30. As we'll start the second period after one. Hastings nothing. Gehring nothing. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Hastings nothing, Gehring nothing after the first quarter of play. The Bulldogs will start this second quarter with their deepest penetration into Hastings high territory. They have it at the Tiger 30. It is second down and 11 yards to go. Each team on their first possession got into the other's territory, but no points on the board. Hastings had the ball three times, but fumbled it away on their third possession. Bulldogs in their second possession had the ball turned over as the Tigers got an interception. And Hastings then returned the favor by fumbling at the 15, and that's where the Gehring Bulldogs started this drive. Got a big run of 42 yards from Gabe Smith. Now have it second and 11 at the Tiger 30. I formation, the Bulldogs come out. DeMott over center, fakes the handoff, rolls to his left, passes the football. It's going to be caught, going to be a first down inside the 20, inside the 15. Keeping his feet there, Jody Godinez, the fullback. First down and 10, they move it from the 30 down to the 12-yard line, an 18-yard pickup on that catch and run by the fullback. The fullback does mostly the blocking here, Jody Godinez, but he caught that one coming out of the backfield after the fake and moved it down to the 12, first and 10 for the Bulldogs. On that 12 or 18-yard pickup to the 12. Keeping the footballs to Mott. Inside the 10 into about the 8 or 9. Short gain. It's going to be second down for the Bulldogs inside the Tiger 10. They'll call it the 8. Picked up 4, second and 6 at the 8-yard line.
Picked up 3 on the carry, second down and 7 for the Bulldogs.
They have it at the Tiger inside the 9. We'll call it the 8-yard line. Second down and about 6. Early period number 2, no score. Hastings High, Gehring here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio Hastings. There's the handoff to the wide receiver coming around. He's inside the 5-yard line. Ryan Schwarzkopf getting that football for the second time tonight. Moved it from the 8 down to about the 4. He picked up 4. And it's going to be third down and a couple at the 4-yard line of Hastings High. Third and 2 at the 4 for the Bulldogs. They try to get on the scoreboard first. DeMott now over center. I formation this time. Here's the handoff to Gabe Smith. He'll go into the end zone for the touchdown. A 4-yard touchdown run there for Gabe Smith. And the Bulldogs get on the scoreboard first. And they have a 6-0 lead. Smith will try this extra point. So the drive of 85 yards for the Bulldogs, and they get into the end zone.
Smith in to attempt the extra point.
Smith will try for the 7th point of the night. Justin Brester, one of the wide receivers, is the holder. The kick is up high enough and long enough and good, and the Bulldogs have the 7-0 lead. 10:21 to go in the first half. Gehring 7, Hastings nothing. Back with the Bulldogs kickoff in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Thank you, John Dibbert, and welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Blaine Bulitz with you. High school football tonight. The Gehring Bulldogs have just scored and lead by the score of 7-0 over the Hastings High Tigers. So the Tigers hurt, of course, by that fumble. They'll get the football once again. Smith kicks off, and the ball at the 4-yard line, picking it up there, running it this way to the 10, to the 15, out to the 20. Yard line and running that football for Hastings High. Philip Pedroja. The Tigers will start. First and 10 at their own 22-yard line. So period number 2, early stages here. Tigers first possession in this quarter, first and 10 at their own 22-yard line. Again, an 85-yard drive in 8 plays for the Bulldogs, and they score. Johnson throws it this side. It's going to be caught by a wide receiver past the 30 and catching that football, Christian Lomax. Christian Lomax catches it, moves it from the 22 to the 32, a first down for Hastings High. First and 10 at the 32-yard line. So Lomax has caught 2 for 10. That's a first down, first and 10 at the Tiger 32-yard line. In the pistol, Tanner Johnson gets that football, runs it this way on the option. The toss goes to the running back, runs out of real estate on this near sideline, and does Cody Hoffa. Moving from the 32, maybe the 34 on that option play. Not a whole lot there for the Tigers. A yard, in fact. Second and 9 at the 33. It's a Cody Hoffa in there spelling Derek Fast. Hoffa stays in this series. Hoffa is a 5'6", 135-pound senior. Tanner Johnson gets the football, hands it to Hoffa at the 35, to about the 39-yard line.
Long period number 21, Cody Hoffa.
The 33 out to the 39, a pickup of 6 there for Hoffa. It's going to be third and about 3 yards to go for the Tigers at their own 39. Tigers, for the most part, going with a no huddle tonight.
And 4.
Keeping that offense moving. The fake to Hoffa. Johnson wants to throw, does. It's going to be incomplete. A little bit high for Morgan Karloff. And the incompletion.
That'll bring a fourth down and 4 for the Tigers.
Fourth down and 3 for the Tigers at their own 39-yard line. That one a bit too high for Morgan Karloff, the sophomore who has been the leading receiver for Hastings High. And coming in to punt is going to be Brendan Menke. The senior will punt it away for the Tigers, fourth and 3 at their 39. Getting the football is Menke. He will kick it away. Good high kick. And the Bulldogs let it go, and it's
ball down, by
down at about the 38-yard line. So a high punt, no return, but Gehring has it first down and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Coming off an 85-yard drive, they'll have it first and 10 at their own 38. And the Tigers so far shut out in this one. Again, Hastings High averaging only 9 points a game. They really need to get ahead at the outset of a game. Defense has played pretty well tonight, but it's first and 10 at the 38. I formation. DeMott will make the toss to Smith. Comes this way on the right side, but right there to make the nice play for the Tigers is going to be Dylan Rutt. Dylan Rutt, the 5'10", 200-pound sophomore on the defensive line that time. It's back to the 29-yard line. They started at the pickup of only a yard. They started at the 28. Pickup of one there to the 29-yard line. Second and 9 at the 29. Bulldogs at their own 29, not their 39 when they started. The handoff to Smith. He breaks in the clear. He's out to the 40, 43-yard line. So getting past the initial wave on the line of scrimmage, Gage Smith runs it from his 29 to the 44. Pickup of 15 and a first down to the 44-yard line for the Bulldogs. First down and 10 yards to go. So Smith, more than 700 yards on the season, has 86 already tonight. He had that 42-yard run that highlighted that scoring drive for the Bulldogs in their last possession. Dylan DeMott, quarterback's over center this time, I formation, hands the ball to Smith to the 45, keeps his legs churning and feet going. He's past midfield, a good gain there, good power running there by Gage Smith.
Smith
is a 165-pound senior. He moved that football for a pickup of about 8 on the play to the Hastings 48-yard line, an 8 there for Smith. Second down and about 2 at the Tiger 48. DeMott throws. He'll have the first down to his wide receiver out to Justin Brester. That first down for the Bulldogs. The quick throw out to Brester moves it to the 43-yard line. They only needed 2, and they got 5 on the play.
First and 10, Gary, for the Tigers. 43.
And it's going to be first down and 10 at the Tiger 43-yard line. First and 10 at the Tiger 43. And off goes to Gage Smith. He'll get only a yard this time. The Tigers have a couple there.
Connor Musgrave and Dylan Rutt hit on the stop.
Connor Musgrave, Dylan Rutt there for the Tigers. It's at the 41. A pick up of two there for Smith. And second and 8 at the Tiger 41-yard line. So Hastings High's defense trying to keep the Bulldogs out of the end zone here. There's the throw, and it's going to be caught this time on the rolling out that time. DeMott hit the wide receiver. Again, the fullback.
DeMott, number nine, Joey Godinez.
From the 41 down to the 32, a pickup of 9, another Gehring first down on the play. First and 10 out to the 32-yard line.
First and 10, Gehring from the Tigers. 32-yard line.
Picked up 9 on that play. First and 10 at the Tiger 32-yard line. So the Bulldogs driving again. And off to Smith. Boyd's tackler's behind the line of scrimmage. Is hit at about the 30-yard line. Breaks a tackle and keeps going down to about the 25. Again, power, strong running there by Smith. The Tigers couldn't get him down. He picked up 7.
Pickup of 8 for Smith will bring up second down and 2.
So he's over 100 yards rushing, 103 for Gage Smith. Second and 3 at the Tiger 25-yard line. So the Bulldogs on the drive again, 6:45. In a brisk first half of play. We've had only one penalty flag. And off to Smith. Looked left, runs to his right, has a first down inside the 20. That's already 10 first downs for the Bulldogs.
Back up with number 53, Kyle Musgrave, number 67, Dylan Rutt.
Pick up there of 6.
Gain of 4 on the carry, first and 10, Gary.
At the 19-yard line. So Smith gets another first down on the ground for the Bulldogs. They have it first and 10 at the Tiger 19. Defense is have to strap it up here for Hastings High. They're going to be 2 scores down. 4 wide receivers out. DeMott in the pistol formation this time. Turns, hands the football off to a different running back, but he runs the football well also. Carrying it is Nick Ferreira,
180-pound
senior. Spelling Gage Smith from the 19 to the 15, a pickup of 4 there for Ferreira. Fresh face off the bench and a 4-yard pickup for Ferreira. Second and 6 at the 15. Bulldogs run about 3 or 4 new ones in there, too. They're at the 15-yard line. And they're going to send 4 wide receivers alone in the backfield is DeMont. Gage Smith, again, not in the game on this play. There's the handoff to the wide receiver coming around, and he's going to be stopped, maybe lose a yard on the play. Ryan Schwarzkopf, coming from that wide receiver position, just takes the handoff from the quarterback. The Tiger defense with the pursuit there, no gain. It's at the 15, so it's going to be 3rd down and 6 yards to go.
No gain on the carry. It'll bring up 3rd down and 6.
3rd down and 6 for the Bulldogs at the 15 of Hastings High. DeMott gets some instructions from his coach, Jimmy Rhodes, on the far sidelines, and now back out on the field. Calls the play in the huddle. And the Bulldogs send 2 to the left, 2 to the right, and have a wing back right. So they're in the shotgun, throwing the ball on the near side, and they're going for 6 here. It's in the air, incomplete. Intended in the end zone for the wide receiver, Nate Ferreira. Incomplete, 4th down and 6. Fourth and 6 for the Bulldogs at the 15. Gage Smith comes back in now. He wasn't in on the last 3 offensive plays. He's been running the football quite a bit, and he's going to try, it looks like, about a 32-yard field goal. So Gage Smith is going to be spotted at the 22, a 32-yarder from the near hash mark. The kick is up, going to be sailing way low and no good. That one got no altitude at all, and so the Tigers turn back the Bulldogs, a missed 32-yard field goal. Hastings High will get it first down and 10 yards to go with 4:38 to go. They'll get it at the line of scrimmage about the 15-yard line, so that's where the Tigers will start. So the Tigers keep the Bulldogs out of the end zone and getting any more points on the board. Johnson hands the ball off to Fast. Derek about to the 18, maybe 3, maybe 4 on the play. That first down run for Derek Fast. Move it out to the 19, a pickup of 4 on the play. Fast has rushed for 42 yards. First play from scrimmage, he ran for 24. Johnson gets the football, wants to throw, does on the far sideline. It's going to be caught for a first down. Karloff Morgan catches that ball. And it's a first down for the Tigers, their fifth of the night. Five out of six throwing the balls. Tanner Johnson out two of the 37, but there's a flag in the backfield, and the Tigers are moving backwards and not forwards here, so that's not a good sign. And it is waved off. That play will stand. It's out to the 37-yard line, an 18-yard pickup. Morgan Karloff with the catch. Tanner Johnson with the throw. Five completions for 41 yards for Johnson. First and 10 at the Tiger 37. So that penalty marker ruled off and a pickup of 18 and a first down for the Tigers out to the 37. Snap to Johnson. Fakes it to Fast. Runs this way in pursuit and a flag flying. The Bulldogs will send Johnson out of bounds about the 35-yard line, but a flag behind the play, and that's usually never good news. They call a legal procedure on the Tigers. So
a legal procedure called on the Tigers.
Tigers maybe moved a little bit too quickly before that snap. Football out to about the 48, but that's going to be nullified, and it's going to be a penalty on Hastings High. Move it back to the 32. It'll be first and 15. 5 yards on the Tigers. Second penalty on the Tigers. No penalty yardage against the Bulldogs tonight. First and 15, Tigers at the 32. 5 yard illegal procedure. First and 10 at the 32-yard line for Hastings High School. Down 7-0. 4 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the first half. Each team with all three of their timeouts on the option. Johnson keeps it. Not much room there in the pursuit this time by the defense of the Gehring Bulldogs, led by Nick Ferreria.
Tackle number 20, Nick Ferreira.
From the 32, only a pickup of about three. We'll give him three up to the 12. Second and 12 at the 35. Tanner Johnson gets three, and it's second and 12 at the Tiger 35-yard line. In motion is Brendan Menke, the pistol. And off the Fast, 35-40. That play's worked pretty well for the Tigers tonight. The Tigers use it a lot. It's out to the 45-yard line, a pickup of 10. So it's going to be third and short now for Hastings High. Third and two at their own 45-yard line. So 10 yards there for Derek Fast and the Tigers. Third and two at the Tiger 45-yard line. Menke in motion. The pistol. Toss goes out to Menke's at the 45. Dances his way to the 48 or 49, it's going to be a first down for the Tigers. And then Menke with his first catch, first and 10, Tigers.
Johnson to Menke complete.
At midfield, a five-yard pickup, but enough for a first down. So Menke with the catch there and pick up a five. First and 10 at midfield for the Tigers. Six first downs for Hastings High. Derek Fast in that backfield with Tanner Johnson. Tanner gets the football. Fakes it to Fast, keeps it, throws it across the middle. It's knocked down incomplete. Flag on the play also. That one intended for Karloff. And the Gehring Bulldogs got a hand in there. Incomplete, but a penalty on Hastings High School on that play. The flag's at the 46-yard line, and the Tigers are heading to the south. They're walking to our right. A holding 10-yard penalty on the Tigers. The spot of the foul, they'll move it back from the 46,
the
49, back to the 39-yard line. So it's going to be first down and 21 yards to go at the Tiger 39-yard line.
First and 20 from the Tigers.
The Tigers will have it first down and 21 yards to go at their 39-yard line. Tanner Johnson gets the low snap, fakes the toss, and keeps the football, throws it on the far side, way over the head of Morgan Karloff, and incomplete.
For number 81, Morgan Karloff.
6 out of 8 throwing is Tanner Johnson. Second and 21 for the Tigers. The Tigers with the turnover, stopping a drive in the first quarter. Three penalties. Two on this series with the football. 2:32 to go in the half. 7-0. Johnson with the snap, can't control that snap, loses the football, picked up by the Bulldogs, and they're going to get a touchdown from 25 yards out, picking up that fumble and running for the touchdown is going to be Dylan Weatherington. Dylan Weatherington, one of the linebackers, picked up that fumble. The Tigers turn it over, and Weatherington goes 25 yards for a touchdown for the Bulldogs. Fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Gage Smith in to kick the extra point.
The Bulldogs lead it by the score of 13-0. Again, the turnover bugaboo. Hastings, I believe that's their ninth of the season. Gage Smith will try the extra point, and he will kick it.
Extra point is good.
Good. So we will take a timeout with 2:23 to go in the first half. It is Gehring 14, Hastings High, nothing back in 30 seconds.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Talk about some momentum heading into halftime. The Tigers do not have it at this moment. They have 2 minutes and 23 seconds and three timeouts left, but Tanner Johnson's never got that snap from the center. He was in the pistol formation, never got the snap, and it finally hit the turf, picked up, and Dylan Weatherington, a 5'11", 180-pound senior, picked that thing up and ran it in from about 25 yards out. And the Bulldogs get that next important score. After leading 7-0, they get the second score of the night. And Gage Smith adds the extra point. It's 14-0. So the Tigers trying to get some work done here before halftime. Get on that board. It's 14-0 as the wind blows the football off the tee. And Gage Smith will see if he can try it again. They may end up having Justin Brester hold, but Smith is going to try it again. Gage Smith will kick off. Again, that breeze from the west. Temperature below 60 degrees here at Lloyd Wilson Field. There's the kick. Now the Tigers get it at the 5-yard line. Coming this way, running is Pedroja to the 15, to the 20. Philip Pedroja to the 25-yard line, still on his feet. And is moved out of bounds about the 28-yard line. And that's where Hastings High will start. First down and 10 yards to go.
First and 10 Tigers.
At the Tigers' 28-yard line.
Excuse me, hold 28.
With 2:16 to go in this first half. 14-0, Gary. The Tigers still trying to find that first precious win of the season. Tanner Johnson, the shotgun. And that one, there are about 14 yellow markers on the field there. And about 8 Tigers moved before that snap. So that one never got started and was just pretty much a disaster from the get-go. 5-yard penalty on the illegal procedure. The 4th penalty on the Tigers. Again, no yellow flags on the Gehring Bulldogs. Who's back to the 23, 1st and 15. Tanner Johnson in the shotgun this time. Throws it to the left side. It's going to be caught. Running on the near sideline, trying to stay in bounds and staying in bounds. Brock Greer. He moved that football all the way out to the 35, so a good catch and run there. Greer with the catch moved it from the 23 out to the 35 and pick up 12 on the play. It's second down and 4 yards to go at the 35-yard line. Second catch for Brock on the night. Second and 15. Johnson on the pitch out, but no one's there, and Tanner has to go back and get the football. Tanner Johnson running the option on the right side was hit, and he tried to toss the football, but there was no trailing back. And Johnson, before he hit the turf, was able to get on the football. So he had to go back about 3 yards and grab that pitch out. Back at the 26-yard line, a loss of 9 on the play, and it's 3rd and 13. So the Tigers, very fortunate there. Tanner Johnson with the toss, but no back there to receive that toss, but Johnson fell on the football. Third and long, cross the middle, incomplete. Off a Bulldog, and Morgan Karloff cannot grab it either. And that one's incomplete. It's fourth down and 13 yards to go for the Tigers. And they will have to punt the ball away with 1:26 to go. And the Bulldogs have three timeouts, and they might say, we got a little time and three timeouts. We might just try for some more points here. Fourth and 13. Brendan Menke in there to punt for Hastings High. And about eight guys on the line for the Bulldogs, and the kick is away by Menke. And it's not going to be returned. It bounces at the 30, 25, 20, down to about the 18. The punt returner went down as that ball bounced by him. The Bulldogs, fortunate it didn't hit the returner. It would have been a free ball. And the returner limping off the field, Ryan Schwarzkopf, one of the starting wide receivers and punt returner, he went down. He's coming up with a right ankle difficulty and gingerly walking off the field. And the Bulldogs had to let that ball bounce, and it bounced all the way back to the Gehring 18-yard line. So they'll have it first and 10. They may have second thoughts about trying to put that football in the air with a two-touchdown lead and 1:16 to go. They're at their own 18-yard line. Over center is DeMott. DeMott hands it off to Gage Smith. That's a pretty reliable play. Has been all evening. He's past the 20. And he moves it out to the 24, maybe the 25-yard line. So a good gain on first down. And out to the 24, pickup of 8. Second and 2 yards to go. 3 yards to go. That football at the 24, pickup of 6, second and 4. 115 yards on the ground for Gage Smith, second and 4 at the 24. Clock runs with 43 seconds to go. The handoff to Smith. He's not going to get much there, and that might have been the last play of the first half. Gage Smith, the 24, might have a first down. 33 seconds. Clock continues to run.
Tyler Musgrave there on the stop for the Tigers.
And it's just short.
Third down and 2 for Gary.
Third and 2 at the 26-yard line. Smith got to. It's third and 2. At the 26-yard line. Bulldogs will probably run this one more play. Now they have three wide receivers out in the pistol now. Smith, clock continues to run with 12 seconds to go. Handoff goes to Gage Smith. He'll have a first down, but that's probably going to be the last play of the quarter. He's to the 30-yard line. He got four and a first down. But that's going to be with 3 seconds to go. The Bulldogs are not going to stop it anymore the way it looks when they get the ball spotted after the first down. Got to the 31. He got five and a first down. And the ball spotted, and the clock starts after the first down, and that will see the end of the first half of play as the Bulldogs run out the clock in the second quarter. We've reached halftime. Two touchdowns in the second quarter for the Gehring Bulldogs. At halftime, it's Gehring 14, Hastings High, nothing. We'll be back to talk about it in 2 minutes.
It's that time of year again when flu shot season is upon us. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, as well as TRICARE, Coventry, and certain other insurance programs cover flu shots free of charge. Pertussis, tetanus, pneumonia, and shingles vaccines are also covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Any questions? Call Bird's Pharmacy, 402-462-4466 for more information on your vaccination program.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website.
website at www.ptsrhastings.com. The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back in the ESPN Superstation, we have some scores to update you on at halftime. St. Cecilia leads over Sutton 7-6. Kearney Catholic leads over Minden 13-0 with about 3 minutes left in the second quarter. It's St. Cecilia. I'm sorry, I'm not looking at that one. We got Amherst leading Shelton 18-0. We'll take it back out to Blaine Bulis for halftime of Hastings High versus Gehring.
Well, thank you very much, John. John's gonna regroup back there. We'll pass those scores along to you. And a reminder, all the scores coming up on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on Sister Stations 1230 KHAS and on Classic Hits 98.9 after all of our football coverage tonight. Merritt Lawson, Tyson Havranek, your hosts for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show later on tonight. Halftime here at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Hastings High Tigers and the Gehring Bulldogs. And the Gehring Bulldogs have a 14-0 lead in the contest, scoring both of their touchdowns in the second quarter of play. A scoreless first period of play. Each team on their first possession got into the other's territory, but neither team could score. Near the end of that first quarter of play, the Bulldogs started a series at their own 15-yard line. They got it out to their 30-yard line, into Hastings High territory. And at the end of the first quarter, the Bulldogs were down to the 4-yard line and scored in that second quarter of play on a 4-yard touchdown run by Gage Smith, completing that 85-yard, 8-play drive. Gage Smith, the running back, who's rushed for 122 yards for the Bulldogs, scored from 4 yards out. He kicked the extra point. It was 7-0 Gehring with 10:21 to go into the first quarter of play. Hastings High School comes back in that second quarter of play and moved the football into Bulldog territory. In fact, after a long run by quarterback Tanner Johnson, he had the football down to about the 15-yard line, but at that point fumbled that football away at that point of the drive, and the Bulldogs were on it as Hastings High had one of its two turnovers at that point, a very inopportune time for the turnover, and as the Tigers were down to about the 15, but the turnover gave it to the Bulldogs. They were not able to score off that turnover, and Hastings High got the football back, but the Tigers then, deep in their own territory, fumbled the football away, and from the 25-yard line, it was picked up there by Dylan Wetherington. The linebacker for the Gehring Bulldogs ran it in from 25 yards out, picking up the fumble and galloping 25 yards into the end zone. Gage Smith adds the extra point. So two turnovers and two tough ones for the Tigers. One when they were driving into Gehring territory, deep in Gehring territory. The second when the fumble was picked up by the Bulldogs and they scored. So costly, costly turnovers. And that's one of the things, of course, Coach Eric Emerson said in the pregame show. Eliminate those turnovers. Cut them back. But the Tigers hurt by their two in this first half this evening. Hastings High has turned the ball over on fumbles 8 times this season, and they've also thrown 5 interceptions. So the Tigers have 13 turnovers via that route this season, and 2 tonight, costly. The Bulldogs lead it here by the score of 14-0 at halftime here at Lloyd Wilson Field. So Hastings High could not put any points on the board this first half, and did get the pretty good yardage on the ground through the air, but that really doesn't matter if you can't put any points on the board. And the Bulldogs scored first and then scored on that fumble recovery later in the second quarter, led by the score 14-0. The Bulldogs scored at the 10:21 mark on the 85-yard drive, and then with 2:23 to go, really propelled their momentum into halftime with that Weatherington fumble recovery of 25 yards for a touchdown. 14-0 Gehring here at halftime on a breezy, cool night. We got the jackets out. We got the sweatshirts. We got the parkas. We got the hoods on tonight. We got the blankets. We don't have too big a crowd from Gehring on the far side of the field where that wind is blowing into the east stands over there, at least on the west side. There's some relief from it, but it is a nice, chilly evening here in Hastings at Lloyd Wilson Field, and the Tigers are behind here by the score of 14-0 to the Gehring Bulldogs. We will take a timeout, and when we return, we will give you some individual numbers and team totals and more on the first half after this two-minute timeout.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to an $80 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field, 14-0 in favor of Gehring over the Hastings High Tigers. And have an update on that Amherst-Shelton game. It's at halftime now, and Amherst leads the Shelton Bulldogs by the score of 24-0. That's a battle of unbeatens, that football game on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell over in Sutton tonight with St. Cecilia and Sutton. The last report there, the Blue Hawks were leading by the score of 7-6 over the Sutton Mustangs, and in that one over in Sutton, and again, all the scores later on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. The Adams Central Patriots are at Central City tonight, so they're on the road. So Hastings Tigers, the only game in town tonight, and the Tigers losing it here by the score 14-0 at halftime. The Gehring Bulldogs in the lead. The Tigers, as we have it up here in the first half of play, ran the ball for 97 yards. It's a pretty good half of rushing for the Tigers. Again, this season, coming in five games, Hastings High had run the football for only 317 yards. They'd thrown it for 751, but the Tigers have 97 tonight. Their first play from scrimmage was a 24-yard run by Derek Fast. So the Tigers have 97 on the ground. Tanner Johnson has 7 completions, but for 58 yards through the air, throwing the ball. So 97 on the ground, 58 through the air for the Tigers, 155 total yards in that first half. The Gehring Bulldogs have 154 yards on the ground, 122 of those by the senior Gage Smith. Again, he came in with more than 700 on the season in five games. He has 122 tonight, and the Bulldogs had 154 in that first half, and 51 yards through the air, 5 completions for the quarterback, Dylan DeMott, five completions for 51 yards. So 205 total yards for the Bulldogs, 155 for Hastings High. But, the big stat, two touchdowns for the Bulldogs and none for the Tigers. Individually, Derek Fast, 52 yards on the ground. Quarterback Tanner Johnson has 38 net this evening. Again, Gage Smith with 122 yards rushing for the Bulldogs of Gehring. Tanner Johnson, seven completions in 10 throws for 58 yards throwing. Two catches for Morgan Karloff for 26. Two catches for Brock Greer for 17. One catch for Christian Perez for 5. And two catches by the wide receiver Christian Lomax for 10 yards on the evening for Hastings High School. Five completions in seven attempts for Dylan DeMott. Two catches for 9 yards for the wide receiver Justin Brester. Two catches for 27 yards for Joy Godinez, the fullback for the Bulldogs. One catch for 15 yards for Nate Ferreria. For the Gehring Bulldogs, they have 51 yards throwing. The Tigers have 58. But again, the two turnovers hurting the Tigers tonight. One stopping a Tiger drive, the other resulting in a touchdown off that fumble for the Gehring Bulldogs. And Gehring leads it by the score of 14-0 tonight, as the Tigers have been in Gehring territory a couple times, but not able to get on that scoreboard. They have fumbled the ball away once in the red zone and have no points tonight. Again, the Tigers have struggled all season scoring. Only 9 points per game is their average. So the Tigers in a bit of a pickle here, down by two touchdowns. They got to get that offense going and keep the Bulldogs off the board many more scores so they can get back in to this football game. We will take a timeout. We'll have some more halftime activity for you. After this timeout, the score, Gehring 14, Hastings High nothing. Back in 2 minutes.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Stop in and check out their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, and more. For even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level, 2618 West 2nd Hastings. Say it with flowers at Bob Sass Flowers.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings High trailing the Gehring Bulldogs by the score of 14-0. Here at halftime. So the Tigers with some work to do as they effort to get that first win of the year. Again, Hastings High, this is their final non-district game. Of course, you can lose all your non-district games, go undefeated in the district, and you're in the playoffs because your district record, all district champions qualify for the playoffs. But the Tigers are trying to get in that win column. They will start district play. They don't have a very enviable task. They have to go to McCook next week to start district play, but the last two district games are right here against Lexington and Holdridge at Lloyd Wilson Field. Also, the last non-district game for the Gearing Bulldogs before they hit into district play next week. So this is the two-thirds of the season done tonight for Hastings High, the regular season, when this game is concluded. So this football season zooming right along here. The Tigers behind here by the score of 14-0. Football for you tomorrow on our family of stations, Flat River Radio. The Nebraska Cornhuskers, of course, will be in action tomorrow. It will be an 11 o'clock kickoff in Lincoln. So folks going tomorrow, you can just kind of take off from your game, high school games you're watching tonight, and head for Lincoln. It's an 11 o'clock kickoff. The pregame activity on the Breeze begins at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, and 11 o'clock kickoff. The Huskers and Illinois, the Big Ten opener, the last of five home games to start the season for Nebraska. They'll hit the road for a couple after this week, but the Illini in town tomorrow. Hastings College Broncos right here at Lloyd Wilson Field will be hosting Briar Cliff as the Broncos try to get in the win column in the conference tomorrow. They are 1-3 on the year, dropped their last three. They host Briar Cliff. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Pre-game show begins at 12 noon. So join Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Tyson Evronik for Hastings College football. 1 o'clock kickoff, 12 o'clock noon on 1230 KHAS Radio. And the hockey season, as you know, underway. Tri-City Storm, 1-0 on the season, at home tonight. They'll be on the road for the first road game tomorrow night, and they will be on the Breeze, and all of the games on the Breeze, just about all of the games on the Breeze, on KLIQ FM 94.5. So follow the Storm hockey team on the Breeze all season long on Platte River Radio. 14-0 in favor of the Gearing Bulldogs over the Hastings High Tigers. We'll take our final timeout. When we return, we'll have the third period of play. With the score, Gearing 14, Hastings High nothing. Back in 2 minutes.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. It's 14-0 in favor of the Gearing Bulldogs over the Hastings High Tigers here at halftime. I want to stand corrected on some matters here on our radio coverage of our teams. I guess Mike Will is down in Sutton tonight with St. Cecilia and Sutton. But I guess Eric Boudaris, former Hastings Tribune sports writer, news person, whatever. He did a multitude of things. He's assisting Mr. Will tonight as Jimmy Purcell is away this weekend. So Eric's down there with Mike tonight, and I understand that Tyson Hevronic is going to join Mr. Will in the booth right here at Lloyd Wilson Field tomorrow for the Hastings College football game. In fact, Tyson probably will be sitting right in this seat I am right now. It's Mike will be in the seat next to me tonight, which is being occupied tonight by Brad Beam, engineer extraordinaire and just master of most things. So join Tyson and Mike tomorrow for Hastings College football coverage, and I'm sure Jimmy Purcell will be back next week. 14-0, Gehring Bulldogs. 185-yard drive by the Bulldogs after they recovered a Hastings High fumble. Gage Smith ran 4 yards for the score, capping that 8-play, 85-yard drive. 7-0 Bulldogs early in the second. And then Dylan Wetherington picked up a fumble and went 25 yards for a touchdown for the Bulldogs off a Hastings High fumble at the 2:23 mark. So the two touchdowns, both in the second quarter, and Gehring leads by the score 14-0. The team's back out on the field this third quarter, about to get underway. It was a briskly played first half of play on this cool evening in Hastings. First cool evening of football for the high school teams this season. I understand it was a little bit breezy last Friday, but certainly the temperatures were not quite this low, below 60 degrees for the evening. But everybody is ready for some second half football, and the Tigers are two scores behind the Gehring Bulldogs here, and Hastings High School is going to, they got the football start the first half, so Gehring's going to get it to start the third. And Gage Smith goes back to receive the kickoff, as does Brett Barge, a sophomore, one of the wide receivers. Zisai's going to kick off, and coming out to do that, it's going to be Brendan Menke doing the kickoff and the punting here this evening for Hastings High School. So the Gehring Bulldogs will try to add to their rushing total of 154 yards, I'm sure, to keep the clock going in the second half and protect this two-touchdown lead. And they have the lead of 14-0, and Menke's going to kick off for the Tigers. 14-0, Gehring, third quarter about to begin here at Lloyd Wilson Field. High school football tonight here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Short kick on the ground, picked up at the 20-yard line of the Bulldogs to the 30, 35-yard line out near the 40, 45 at midfield. Finally pulled down there, getting that football was Nate Ferreira. And he threw the football about 25 yards up the field, first and 10, Gehring at their own 49-yard line, so a real good kickoff return. The Bulldogs have it at the 49, and the Tigers just can't afford this Bulldog team to go up by three scores. Hastings struggled all season scoring, again, averaging only 9 points a game. So the Bulldogs have it first and 10 at their own 49. Third quarter underway. Dylan DeMott, the quarterback, hands off to Gage Smith, 50, 45, 40. Smith moves his way down almost to the 30-yard line, the 12th first down for the Bulldogs from his own 49 to the Tiger 32, a 19-yard pickup for Gage Smith. He has 141 yards on the ground, first and 10 at the Tiger, move it down to the 31-yard line. A pickup of 20, make it. So first and 10 at the Hastings High 31-yard line. There's the handoff to Smith inside the 30. He really keeps those legs and feet going. Fumble! Hastings High recovers. Gage Smith got it to the 25. He got 6 on the play, but fumbled it away to Hastings High. So the Tigers get the turnover. They have an interception and a fumble recovery. Two turnovers apiece. So Hastings High, maybe that will spark the Tigers offensively here. The defense comes up with the fumble, and it's first and 10 at the 25-yard line for Hastings High, their own 25. So that stops that half-opening drive. Johnson with the swing pass. Right side to the 30, to the 35-yard line. Caught there by Brendan Menke. Menke with the catch there. Moved it from the 25 out to the 33. A pickup of 8 yards on the play. Second down and 2 yards to go at the 33. No huddle offense for the Tigers. Tanner Johnson gets the football. Hands it off to Derek Fast. Nowhere to go, and he's wrestled to the turf at the 33. No gain on the play. Third and two at the 33-yard line. No gain for Derek Fast there. Third and two at the 33-yard line for the Tigers. 10:50 to go, third quarter. 14-0 Gary in the pistol formation. Tanner Johnson, the quarterback. We'll get that football. Quick throw out to the left. It's going to be caught. It's going to be a first down. Still on his feet, 45-50. Catching the football, Brendan Menke, and a first down for the Tigers.
Nice play for Tanner Johnson to Brendan
Menke. First down and 10 yards to go for the Tigers. They move it down to the 47-yard line. A pickup of 20 yards on the play.
First and 10 Tigers from the Gehring 47-yard line.
Go Tigers!
First and 10 at the 47-yard line. The Tigers quickly out of the huddle to Fast. Maybe a yard or two for Derek on that play.
Derek Fast, the ball carrier.
Second down and about eight. They'll have
number 20, Nick Barrera,
line of scrimmage now at the 45. Fast got two. Second and eight for the Tigers at the Bulldog 45-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Tanner Johnson with the football. Throws it quickly out this side to Menke. Menke dances his way inside the 45 to about the 40, inside the 40. Close to a first down, a little bit short there. Brendan Menke from the 45 to the 39 got six. It's going to be third down and two. At the 39.
Six will bring up third down and
the Bulldogs. Third down and two. Johnson fakes the handoff to Fast, keeps it, has a first down inside the 35. Spins as he's hit to the 30. 25-20. Johnson 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Tanner Johnson of Hastings High, a 39-yard touchdown run. And that is what the Tigers need. They score after the fake to Fast. Johnson keeps it around left end and goes 39 yards for the score. And it's 14-6 with 9:28 to go. Just what the Tigers ordered here in this third quarter. Philip Pedroza will try the extra point. Hastings High back in it now. And a 39-yard touchdown run by Tanner Johnson. The kick by Pedroza is up and straight through, and the Tigers have cut it to seven. We will take a timeout with 9:28 to go in the third quarter. It's Gehring 14, Hastings High 7, back in 30 seconds.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Lloyd Wilson Field, it's 14-7 and a lot more up and down and a lot more enthusiasm along that Hastings High bench. Not that there wasn't enthusiasm before, but there's new life, new energy on that Hastings High sideline. After the Tanner Johnson 39-yard touchdown run. And the Tigers have a 75-yard drive there, and Johnson goes the final. 39 for the score, and it's 14-7 in favor of Gehring. So Menke kicks off again right up the middle on the ground, and it goes down to the 17, picked up there by Smith, to the 20, to the 25. Good coverage by the Tigers. And again, a little more hop in the step for Hastings High. And Gehring will have it first down and 10 yards to go at their own. We'll spot it at the 26-yard line. So it's 14-7. So after the fumble recovery, the Tigers go 75 yards in four plays. Excuse me, one, two, three, four, five, six plays. And cut the lead in half from 14 down to 7. First and 10 Bulldogs at their own 26-yard line. So now Tigers defense will dig in now. From the pistol, Dylan DeMott, the quarterback, hands off to Smith, straight up the middle of the 30. He runs hard, getting a good push off that offensive line. From the 26 to the 31, a pickup of 5. And, of course, a key series right here for the Tiger defense, if they can stop these Bulldogs putting together a drive, a long drive, and keep them off the board in points. The Tigers will continue that momentum they gained by the score. Clock runs with 8:48 to go, third quarter. DeMott in the pistol formation. Almost snapped over his head, but he grabs it. Keeps it right side, 30, 35, 40. First down past the 40-yard line. The 13th first down for Gehring. Dylan DeMott, the quarterback, who was banged up and out last week as the Bulldogs beat Grand Island Northwest. But he is back this week. And it's out to the 44-yard line. A pickup of 13 on the play by Dylan DeMott. First and 10 at the Gehring 44-yard line. They lead it 14-7 with 8:22 to go in the third quarter. The handoff goes to Gage Smith. Has about 3 to the 47. Second and 7 at the Bulldog 47. Smith picks up 3. Second and 7, Bulldogs at their 47-yard line. They lead it 14-7. Week number 6 for these two teams in the 9-game regular season in Class B football. Second and 7 at the Gehring 47. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. The I formation this time for Gehring. DeMott, the quarterback, turns, hands it off to Gage Smith. Off right guard and tackle inside Hastings high territory. Going to be a little short of the first down, but a pretty good gain. Needed 7, got about 5 or so to the 48-yard line. A pick up the 5, and it's going to be third down and a couple yards to go.
Bring a third down and 2 for Gehring.
For the Bulldogs, 3rd and 2 at the Tiger 48-yard line. Clock continues to run, 7:13 to go in the third quarter. Gehring 14, Hastings High 7. 3rd and 2 now for the Bulldogs from the eye. The handoff to Smith, he runs into the quarterback. Gage Smith is not going to get there as the quarterback, DeMott, and the running back, Smith, bumped into each other on that play. And the Tiger defense caught up with him, a loss of a yard on the play, and it's going to be 4th and 3 at the Tiger 49. So it's 4th and 3 at the 49, and Gage Smith is going to drop back, presumably to punt here on 4th down. So it looks like the Tiger defense has held, and they're going to get the football back. Brock Dreher back for this punt. Gage Smith. That's about half the field to work with. Sharp punt. Tigers let it go. It bounces. Rolls inside the 20. And that's where Hastings High will start. First down and 10.
Falls down at the Tigers.
They have the momentum in the defense. Keeps the Bulldogs off the clock. First and 10 at the Tiger 18-yard line. So that's where Hastings High will begin this drive with a 7-point deficit. Tanner Johnson has 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left, 1 back in the backfield with Johnson, the quarterback. He will hand the football off, running the football. Cody Hoffa, again, the 5'6", 135-pound senior,
has
spelled Derek Fast tonight. No gain, they say. 2nd and 10 at the 18-yard line. Tanner Johnson, all the way at quarterback, takes the snap, throws it on the far side. It's going to be caught. Caught for a first down out near the 28-yard line.
The
catch there
Johnson, number 17,
by Christian Lomax. From the 18, they move it out.
Tackle number 86, Justin Brester.
The officials stop the clock. They're close.
For measurement.
For measurement. It's time for the Jeff Branch Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang. When was the last time you measured your savings on car insurance? For a free quote on auto, home, or life, contact your local shelter insurance agent, Jeb Brandon Hastings, proud supporter of local area teams, students, and alum. Stop into 725 West 2nd Street in downtown Hastings or call Jeb at 402-463-3003 and seek shelter today. Message from Jeb Brandt Insurance Agency, the Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang out, and the Tigers just a bit short. They got, we'll have to call it nine on that pass play. The catch there by Christian Lomax, his third of the night for 19 yards, third and short. Didn't get the 10. They got about 9.5 yards. It's third and short at the 20, between the 27 and 28-yard line for the Tigers. 5:34 to go. Clock now runs after the measurement. Tanner Johnson gets that football. Throw to the left. It's going to be caught. Complete for a first down. Running past the 40. The catch and run there. Tiger first down.
Pass complete from Tanner Johnson to number 29, Brock Dreher.
Brock Dreher with the catch and run from the 27 out to the 43. A pickup of 16 yards on the play. Brock Dreher with the catch and run. He got 16. First and 10 at the 43-yard line. Tigers again without the huddle. Johnson will keep the football 40, 45-yard line. He'll get maybe 4 or 5 on that first down play. To pass the 45. And the Tigers going without the huddle all evening long. Picked up 4 to the 47. 81 yards on the ground for quarterback Tanner Johnson. Second and 6 at the Tiger 47. From the pistol, Johnson. Quick throw to the right side. Going to be caught by Taylor Karloff to midfield. Morgan Karloff, excuse me.
From
the 47 to midfield to pick up a 3. Third and 3 at midfield. 16 throws on the night.
Four.
Tanner Johnson. Completions. Johnson on a third and short. Has the football. Pulls it on the near sideline. It's going to be caught by Cody Hoffa. The running back out of the formation catches the ball on the near sideline. Another Hastings high first down. From midfield to the 29, a pickup of 21 yards on the play.
29-yard line.
First and 10 for the Tigers. Johnson throws. Karloff catches it inside the 20 now.
Johnson,
29-yard line. They got it to the 29-yard line on that first down play. Who's it from the 29 to the 19? Another first down for the Tigers.
The ball at the Gary 19.
First and 10 at the 19. So Karloff got 10 there. Johnson throws again across the middle. This one's caught again.
Pass complete from Tanner Johnson, the number 81, Morgan Karloff.
From the 19 to the 13. A pickup of 6 on the play. The Tigers down to the 13-yard line. A pickup of 6 on the play. Second and about 4 at the 13-yard line. Tanner Johnson. And the Tigers jump. The Tigers move along the line of scrimmage on that second. It turns out to be 5. The football down to the 12. We'll move it back to the 17. It'll be second and about 8 yards to go. Second and 8, a 5-yard penalty on the Tigers. Let's move back to the 17, second and 8. The Tigers on the drive. They started this on their own 18. Johnson wants to throw. Now tries to run up the middle. All the receivers covered. Tanner gets a couple to the 15. It's going to be third and long. Third and about 6 at the 3rd and 5 at the 14-yard line. He got 3. Third and 5 at the 14-yard line for Hastings High. 2 plays to pick up 5 yards if they so choose, right in the center of the field. Tanner Johnson with 3 minutes to go. Gets the football. Options inside the 15. Bulls his way inside the 10 for a first and goal coming up for the Tigers. Tanner Johnson with a nice run there from the 14. He just put his head down and said, I'm going to get the first down. He moves it to the 8-yard line. a pickup of six and a first down. 90 yards on the ground for Tanner Johnson. First and goal at the 8 for the Tigers. Going for the tying touchdown. The throw out to the right side to Dreher. Fumbles the football after the catch. We'll see who's on it. The Tigers completed that football. Brock Dreher caught it, and he was hit, but he recovered the football. Which the Tigers did. Second and goal. Pickup of 2, but that was close to disaster for the Tigers. Second and goal from the 5-yard line. Johnson throws near side. It's going to be caught. Is it caught? Touchdown! Brock Dreher catches it for a touchdown. And the Tigers are on the board again, 14-13. The extra point try coming to tie this football game. 2 scores this quarter for the Tigers. 14-13. Philip Pedroza for the tying point with 2:28 to go here in the third. There's the snap. The kick is up. Certainly high enough and long enough, and it is good. And we have a tie game with 2:28 to go. Third quarter, Hastings 14, Gehring 14, back with the Tigers kickoff in 30 seconds.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
13 plays, 82 yards for the Tigers. They move down the field, combining the run and the pass. 13 plays, 82 yards. Tanner Johnson to Brock Dreher, 5-yard touchdown pass. Extra point, Philip Pedroza. 14-14 tie. The Tigers score at the 9:28 mark and the 2:28 mark. So 75-yard drive, 82-yard drive for the Tigers. And they have tied it after recovering a fumble early in this quarter. They put 2 scores on the board. Brendan Menke kicks off. This one is booted down the field, picked up by Gade Smith. He's the 15 to the 20. 25-30. Smith out to near the 35-yard line. So pretty good field position, pretty good coverage on the kick. And the Gehring Bulldogs now find themselves in a tie game. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. We'll have it first down and 10 at their own 36-yard line. So the Tigers grab that momentum after the fumble recovery and scored and kept that momentum as they stopped the Bulldogs and turned around and drove 82 yards to tie the game. We're tied at 14 and a timeout called as the Bulldogs come up to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback Dylan DeMont calls a timeout. So we will take one with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's Hastings 14, Gehring 14, back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Back at the ESPN Sports Center, we got St. Cecilia leading it over Sutton, 14-6. Going over to Kearney Catholic, leading over Minden, 16-7, with about 7 minutes left in the third quarter. And Amherst leads it over Shelton, 32-0. Let's take it back out to Lloyd Wilson Field.
Thank you very much, John. Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Blaine Buell is with you. First down and 10 for the Gehring Bulldogs at their own 36-yard line in a 14-14 tie. 2 Hastings High touchdowns in this third quarter. DeMott throws it. It's complete to Brester out about the 39-yard line. Short gain from the 36. They'll move it out to the 39 and pick up of only 3 on the play.
Pick up a 3 on
Brester got 3. He's caught 3 for 12 yards. Second and 7 Bulldogs at their own 39. Bulldogs have gone the huddle all the way here. The Tigers have been a no huddle all evening long, and they moved that football the last two times they've had it. Tied this game. Less than 2 minutes to go in period number three. DeMott over center. I formation for the Bulldogs. Hand off to Gage Smith, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage. Right there. Make that hit. Travis Hardwick, the junior 210-pounder. Pulled Smith down before he could really get those legs churning. Lost back to the 37-yard line. A loss of two on the play. So it's third down and 9 yards to go for the Bulldogs at their own 37-yard line. Hastings High trying to force the Bulldogs to punt once again late here in period number three. That offense wants back on the field. They're red hot. Third and nine from the shotgun. Rolling to his left is DeMott. Wants to throw. Does across the middle. Going to be picked off by Tanner Johnson at midfield. The pick by Tanner Johnson. That's the third turnover on the Gehring Bulldogs. And Hastings High will have the football near midfield. So Tanner Johnson will get the interception. And at the 49 of Gehring, the Tigers will have it first down and 10. And Mr. Moe, momentum continues. The Tigers can't wait to get to the line of scrimmage, and Johnson will drop back now into the pistol. First and 10 at the Gehring 49. Johnson hands the football off to Fast. And Tanner waited the last instant to keep that football in the belly of Derek Fast, and the defense caught up with it. No gain, second and 10 at the 49. Final 45 seconds of period number three. From the pistol, Tanner Johnson has four wide receivers. Wants to throw, does left side. Going to be caught by Lomax. Lomax to about the 41-yard line. A pickup of eight on the play.
Number five, Brent Barnes.
I have Tanner with 17 completions. He got eight there. It's third and two at the 41-yard line. Fourth catch for Christian Lomax. Third and two at the 41. Johnson goes back in the pistol. Gets that football. Keeps the football to the 40. First down to the 36-yard line. Johnson going to be pulled down there. Keeps the legs going. They finally whistle it off. Johnson was still on his feet. And it's down to the 35 and a first down for the Tigers. Tanner Johnson got six and a first down. He's rushed for 96 yards. It's first and 10 at the 35, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. So the Tigers get the first down and the third and two run. And that is the end of the third quarter, but the third quarter belonged to the Hastings High Tigers. And after a three, Tigers 14, Gehring 14, back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. We'll begin the fourth quarter of play. The Hastings High Tigers with the football, first down and 10 at the Gehring 35-yard line. Tigers and the Bulldogs are tied at 14. So the Tigers will have it first and 10 as they're looking to jump ahead in this football game. At the 35-yard line, first and 10. Tanner Johnson hands the football to Derek Fast inside the 35, maybe three, down to the 32. The Tigers have turned it over twice, and they don't want to put that ball on the turf now. They have forced three turnovers.
Four, we'll call it second down and six.
Second down and about 7 yards to go at the 32. Derek Fast got three there, second and seven at the 32. Hand off to Fast. He's inside the 30. Close to a first down, going to be a little bit short. It's going to be a third and short play. Football about the 27, a pickup of five on the play. It's going to be third and about two.
Third down and short two for the Tigers.
Third and two, about the 27 for Hastings High. Johnson lost control of the ball. Tanner will pick it up on the third and two. He'll try to run for that first down. He's going to lose some yardage here as the Tigers don't make connections on that snap to the quarterback in the shotgun formation, and a loss there. From the 27 back to the 30, a loss of three. It's going to be fourth and five.
Loss of four on the carry, bring a fourth down.
So needless to say, a big fourth down play, fourth and five at the 30-yard line, and the Tigers are going to talk this one over. They'll take a timeout. So we'll take one with 10:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Hastings 14 and Gehring 14 back in 30 seconds.
It's that time of year again when flu shot season is upon us. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, as well as TRICARE, Coventry, and certain other insurance programs, cover flu shots free of charge. Pertussis, tetanus, pneumonia, and shingles vaccines are also covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Any questions? Call Bird's Pharmacy, 402-462-4466, for more information on your vaccination program.
Hastings High takes its first time out of the second half. Each team has used one. That means each have two to go. It's fourth down for the Tigers, 5 yards to go. They're at the Gehring 30-yard line. The score is tied at 14 with 10:35 to go in this fourth quarter. So, obviously, this is a very big play in the football game. The Tigers come out, send three wide receivers to the right. Tanner Johnson has one to the left. The quarterback will be in the shotgun. He has one back there with him, Derek Fast, but this is the shotgun formation. Fourth and five at the 30. Here we go. The ball snapped to Johnson. Fakes the handoff to Fast. Keeps it now. Wants to throw. Had a man open now, but couldn't get it to him, and Johnson knocked down behind the line of scrimmage. Looked like the Tigers were going to free somebody up. Almost got behind the defense there, but Johnson just did not have enough time.
Ryan, number
couldn't get the ball in the air and had to run that football.
Tigers
lost three on the play, and they turn it over on downs. First and 10 at the Gehring 33, and that's where the Bulldogs will start this drive with 10:26 to go. So the Tigers got all the way down to the 27 before they lost yardage on two consecutive plays. Turn it over on downs to the Bulldogs in a tie football game. The handoff goes to Gage Smith to the 35-40, the 45-yard line. A big pickup on first down by Gehring's Gage Smith. First down on the play. He runs for about 14 yards out to the 13 yards out to the 46-yard line. Smith unofficially with 171 yards on the ground.
The ball at their own 46.
First and 10 at the 46. Twenty-eight carries for Gage Smith, 171 yards. First and 10, the Bulldogs at the 46. And the shotgun, the quick toss to Brester. The wide receiver will be whistled out of bounds inside Hastings High territory.
Gage Smith to the 86, Justin Brester.
Justin Brester with the catch from the 46 to midfield to pick up a four on that short throw. Second and six at midfield. Brester's caught four for 16 yards. It's second and six at the 50. Brester, a big 6'4" receiver. They have not used him deep tonight. They've not thrown the ball deep tonight. As Dylan DeMott over center, the senior, second and six at the 50. He's being the I formation are the Bulldogs. 10 minutes to go, 10:03. And off the Gage Smith, midfield 45, maybe 5 or 6 on first down. Second and 6 at the 50, he got 5, third and a yard at the Tiger 45-yard line. Third and a yard at the Tiger 45. One of these defenses are going to break. Somebody's going to score this evening. Quarterback sneak this time, and did DeMott get it? He's pushed back, but it looks like he got enough for the first down. I have 15 for Gehring. From the 45 to the 43, a pickup of two, needed one, and it's a first down for the Bulldogs. First down and 10 at the Tiger 43-yard line. So the Tigers drive into Bulldog territory. Now the Bulldogs returning that favor, driving into Tiger territory in this fourth quarter. Tigers have shut out Gehring this second half. 14-14 tie. The pistol, DeMott, wants to throw. Does long on the far sideline. It's going to be incomplete. The receiver went down, but no flag thrown. Tanner Johnson back there defending.
Tanner Johnson back.
But no call on the play.
Second and
10.
The ball at the 43-yard line.
That one a little overthrown. Second and 10, Bulldogs at the 43. Now, does this put Gehring into a pass situation here? Second and 10 at the 43. They send two to the left, one to the right. DeMott over center, I formation. And off the Gage Smith. Runs off left guard and tackle, but not much. Maybe three. So it's going to be third and a long down yardage situation. Gage Smith got three to the 40. Third down and 7 yards to go at the Tiger 40. Clock continues to run with 8:45 to go in the fourth quarter. So a big, big third down play here for the Gehring Bulldogs. Third and 7 at the Tiger 40. DeMott gets the football, rolls this way to his right, wants to throw, does on the run. It's going to be real close to a first down. The catch there by Ferreria.
Number 87, Nate Ferreira. Tackle number 25, Brendan Mays.
But we'll see if that's enough.
First down, bring a fourth down.
It's at the 34-yard line. They got six. It's going to be fourth and a yard to go.
34-yard line.
So fourth down and a yard for the Bulldogs at the Tiger 34-yard line. Fourth and a yard. The Tiger defense will dig in to the turf here at Lloyd Wilson Field. 7:50, clock runs, fourth and a yard at the Tiger 34. DeMott over center, I formation. Takes the football, hands it to Gage Smith. Has a first down to the 30. Oh, knocked off his feet at the 28, but a first down on the 34-yard line. Smith moves it to the 28. A pickup of six and a first down. 185 yards on the ground for Gage Smith. Smith listed as a 165-pound senior, but he keeps the legs going. He's out of there now as four wide receivers are out. Smith out of the game now, and it's first and 10 at the 28-yard line. DeMott hands the football off to the fullback, who's the running back this time.
Ball carry by number 9, Joey Godinez.
Godinez from the 28-yard line, Jody Godinez. No gain on the play, second and 10.
Second down and 10.
Godinez's first carry. He's caught two balls for 27, but his first carry from the fullback. Again, they spelling Gage Smith did that at a point in the first half of play. But no gain there, and it's second down and 10 yards to go. Gehring started this drive on their own 33-yard line. They've had the ball for almost 4 minutes. DeMott over the middle. It's going to be incomplete. That one in and out of the hands of Brett Barge. Third and 10 now.
Third down and 10 for Gehring.
Third and 10 at the Tiger 28. So the Bulldogs would seem to be out of field goal range. So they face a third and 10. They're kind of in that rough area where they will almost have to go for it on fourth down if they don't get it here. Third and 10 at the 38. Here they go. Out they come. Fake to the running back. Thrown across the middle. Incomplete. Incomplete intended for Brester. And right there to defend for Hastings High is Braden Valentine. Knocked it away. Fourth and 10 at the 28. Fourth down and 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs at the 28-yard line. And they will take a timeout to talk this one over.
Timeout
for Gehring, their second of the half. We'll keep it here during this timeout. We do not want to miss this fourth down play. The fourth and 10 at the 28-yard line for the Gehring Bulldogs. This second half pretty much belonged to the Hastings High Tigers. They trailed 14-0 at halftime, but stopped the Bulldogs by recovering a fumble early in the third quarter as the Bulldogs had made it into Tiger territory. And the And the Tigers went 75 yards in six plays to make it 14-7. Then the Tigers got an interception from Tanner Johnson, and Johnson, the quarterback, then found Brock Dreher for a five-yard touchdown pass. And the second extra point tied it at 14. So Johnson with the interception has also thrown a touchdown pass and run for one. So he's been all over the field, and the Tigers have tied it at 14. We're in a scoreless fourth quarter so far, and the Gehring Bulldogs come out facing a fourth down, 10 yards to go at the Tiger 28-yard line. So the Tigers can hold. They'll have two timeouts and more than half the quarter try to get the leading score. DeMott rolls to his left, has receivers all over the place, runs the football, 25-yard line, and he's pulled out of bounds at the 20-yard line, short of the first down. That tackle and a good play. On the play, the Tiger defender there was Addison Belau. Addison Belau on the tackle. Keeps the quarterback, DeMott, from getting the first down. He got seven. He needed 10, and the Bulldogs turn it over on downs. So Hastings High with 6.5 minutes to go. Forced the turnover on downs, and it's first and 10 at the Tiger 21-yard line. Two timeouts, 6.5 minutes. Johnson throws it out to the left. Going to be incomplete off the fingertips of Brock Dreher.
Number 29, Brock Dreher falls incomplete.
Second and 10 at the
10 for the Tiger.
21-yard line for Hastings High. 23 throws for Hastings High on the night. 19 completions for Tanner Johnson, as I have it. Second down and 10 yards to go on the 21-yard line. There's the handoff to Dreher coming this way to the 25-yard line. Again, Brock Dreher coming from the wide receiver position on the right side. Just takes the handoff from the quarterback and moves it out to the 26-yard line. He got five, and it's third down and five. Third and five for the Tigers at their own 26-yard line. Obviously, the Tigers need five here, or they'll have to punt it away. Johnson fakes to his left, throws as he's hit in the air. Dreher can't come down with it on the near sideline. Brock, if he'd have caught that one, he would have to try to keep a foot in bounds. Just couldn't hang on. And it's incomplete, and it's fourth and five, so the Tigers are going to have to punt the football. Let's see if Eric Emerson and
the
Tigers have any thing up their sleeve here. They are on their own 26, so the punter is at his 15-yard line. So we need a good snap here to the Tigers, and they get it. The punt is away. End over end, wobbly, bounces at the 45, so good field position coming up at the 45-yard line for Gehring. So the Tigers stopped, and they punted away. So the teams trade defensive stands here, first and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 44-yard line.
From their own 44.
So Gehring has good field position. They have 5:40 to go, too. So the Tigers did not even have the ball 1 minute in that last possession. 5:40 to play. It's 14-14. Out they come. They come out in the I formation, do the Bulldogs. Dylan DeMott, the quarterback, over center from the 44-yard line of Gehring. DeMott turns, hands it to Gage Smith. He moves for maybe a yard, but the Tiger defenders are there. Not much of a game. The Bulldogs have one timeout left this half. The Tigers have two. Pick up two out to the 46-yard line. So Gage Smith gets two. Second down, 8 yards to go for Gehring at their own 46. Clock runs, 5:12 to play in regulation. We are tied at 14. The Bulldogs huddle up. Again, they bring in, we have three wide receivers out. Gage Smith out of the game now from the pistol. DeMott will run it to his left. On the option, the toss goes to the trailing back, but no gain there. The Tiger defense spreads that out, and Nick Ferreira on the option, a loss from the 46 all the way back to the 40, 2 yard line, a loss of four. So it's going to be third down.
Third down and 12.
12 yards to go. Third and 12 for the Bulldogs. Back at their 42. So Hastings High needs one more stop here. We'll get the football with plenty of time. Third and 12 at the Bulldog 42. The Bulldogs have turned it over three times. A couple of interceptions and a fumble. And DeMott wants to throw. He does wide of the intended receiver on the far sideline. Incomplete. And the Bulldogs will have the punt. So the Tiger defense does the job again. And the Tigers will get the football. Provided Gage Smith doesn't fake it here. Bulldogs out there 42. There. Close to that center of the field. And the Tigers will have to be aware that it is Gage Smith, the punter, the running back for them. He's going to punt it. Runs to the near side. Nice punt. Far sideline. It's going to be taken at the 25-yard line to the 30. 35-yard line. Dreher gets it out to close to the 35. Brock Dreher with no fear there. Catches that ball to 25. Moves it up to the 34. So the Tigers have it. First down and 10 at their own 34. 3. 52 to go in the fourth quarter. Two timeouts for the Tigers. First and 10 at the 34. Out they come. Again, the no huddle. From the pistol, Johnson picks it up, throws it out to Karloff, and he can't hang on. Incomplete. Karloff might have taken his eye off that puppy. Second and 10 at the 34-yard line. 3:47 to go. That play took 5 seconds. So one back, Derek Fass in that backfield. The Tigers have four wide receivers out. Tanner Johnson, pistol, will run the option. Cuts it inside, then outside. Flag on the play, a couple down. Johnson run out of bounds about the 47-yard line. But the Tigers may be guilty of a block in the back or another infraction. That's going to take care of that play. And the Tigers are going to face a second and long here. Holding on Hastings High.
Holding against the Tigers.
One flag on the 34, one flag on the 33. And it'll be 10 yards from that point. Gehring, still no mark-offs on the Bulldogs tonight. 10-yard penalty from the 34, moves it back to the 24. It's going to be second and 20 for the Tigers at the 34-yard line. Tigers, 45 yards in penalty, second and 20 for Hastings High at their own 24-yard line. So now second and very long. The Tigers will have two chances to get these 20 yards. 3:41 to play. Johnson gets the football, fakes the handoff to Fast, has time. Now we'll have to take off. He's at the 25, looks for a block, gets it at the 30. 35, 40, 45, first down, Tanner Johnson. The Tigers get the run, the fake there to Fast. Johnson then wanted to throw and then took off. But another flag on the play. That ball was out near midfield. Another hold on the Tigers. That will negate the first down and the long run by Tanner Johnson. Another 10-yard holding penalty on the Tigers. From the 27, it'll move it back to the 17. They have to get to the 44. It's going to be second and 27 yards to go at the 17-yard line. Second and 27 at the 17. Tigers have to get out to their own 44. Second and 27. Wow. Johnson had that first down, but another hold on the Tigers. Johnson wants to throw, does near sideline. Dropped by Menke. Falls on the ball, but it's ruled incomplete. Tigers can't hold on to that pass. Wonder if maybe the cool weather tonight.
Down 27.
On a couple of drop balls. Might add something to do with it. It is chilly. Out on that field, out in the wind tonight. Third and 27 for the Tigers at the 17. So the Tigers will have to get the first down, and they're going to punt deep in their own territory. The snap to Johnson. Hands the ball off to Fast. Has a little room, but he's pulled down at the 23. The Tigers are going to punt it away. Pickup of 6 on the play, but well short of the first down. So Coach Eric Emerson and the staff taking the
In the punt, number 25, Brendan Mankey. Back deep, number 8.
Cause here that you don't want to throw it up that deep in your territory where it can be incomplete or intercepted. And they run the football, and the clock runs with 3:20 to go. And the Tigers punt the football away. Kick sends the returner at the 45-yard line. Nowhere to go. There to make the tackle on the punt coverage, Christian Lomax.
Tackle number 17, Christian Lomax.
So nowhere to run there for Brett Barge.
First and 10, Gary.
And the Gehring Bulldogs will have it first down and 10. Again, good field position, their own 46 with 3:12 to go. So the Tigers will need to hold. They are hoping, unless they can force a turnover, to maybe get this thing into overtime. First and 10 at the 46-yard line for the Bulldogs, their own 46. 3:12 to go. Hand off to Smith. Gage Smith has only a couple, maybe three,
on
that first down run.
Tackle number 54, DJ Marr.
Smith runs the 46 to the 49. He picks up three. Second down and 7, Bulldogs at the 49. Clock continues to run with 2:47 to go in the fourth quarter. We are tied at 14. Tigers with the shutout in the second half have 2 touchdowns of their own in this third quarter. The handoff goes to Smith past midfield, but not a whole lot of running room there. Again, the
number 72, Travis Hartley,
DeMott, pretty good runner. Thrown for a whole lot of yards tonight. A pickup there of 2. Third down and 5 at the Tiger 49-yard line. Third and 5 at the Tiger 45. 2:09 clock runs. Again, the Bulldogs have only 1 timeout. Tigers have 2. Take the handoff. DeMott rolls to his right. Wants to throw. Now runs. He's going to be close for the first down. He stayed in bounds as he was tackled, and we'll see if he got enough for the first down. It's going to be real close. Now the officials are going to stop this clock, and they say it is a first down for the Bulldogs. He got 6. He needed 5. First and 10 at the Tiger 43-yard line. So Derek DeMott, the quarterback, runs for the first down. First and 10, Bulldogs at the Tiger 43. 1:44 clock runs in the fourth quarter. Hand off to Gage Smith. Nowhere to go. Met there by Philip Pedroja. No gain on the play. Second down and about 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Again, they have only 1 timeout. And they continue to run this football. Clock runs with 1:19 to go. So the Bulldogs look, if they're going to say, the Tigers, you aren't going to get this football in regulation. We're going to run this clock out and see if we can get a field goal or a touchdown to win it. The Bulldogs don't want to give it back to the Tigers. DeMott now wants to throw a lot of protection across the middle. It's incomplete. Stretching out, trying to catch that ball is the wide receiver, Justin Brester. And his 6'4" frame just couldn't quite hang on.
Third down and 9.
And it's third down and about 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs with 1:01 to go in regulation. Could be headed to the first overtime game this season for these two ball clubs. Third down at about 10 at the 43-yard line. Bulldogs get the play from the far sideline. Dylan DeMott, the quarterback, will get the football, wants to throw, does long left, no one there. Way overthrown and incomplete.
Fourth down and 9, Gary.
Fourth and about 10 at the 43-yard line. And the Bulldogs are not going to go for it. They're going to punt it away with 56 seconds to go and try to pin the Tigers deep in their own territory, which would probably force the Tigers to run the thing out and hope to win it in overtime. Gage Smith will punt the football. The Tigers have about 6 on the line of scrimmage. Good snap. Smith with the short kick has half the field. Tigers let it go. No one near the football. Bounces inside the 10, inside the 5. It's about the 3-yard line. And that's where Hastings High will start. First and 10 on the 3. And I'll tell you what, the Tigers will probably take a couple of knees here. They have only two timeouts, but they're not going to be slinging the thing around here too much at their own 3-yard line, and they'll take their chances probably in overtime. The ball's at the 3, first and 10. And we'll see if the Tigers stay in the shotgun. They've been in it all over, all evening long. Tanner Johnson's not been over center on any play. So you got to have a good snap here because Johnson's in the end zone. Gets the football, and Derek Fast barely got out of the end zone there. He just got it to about the 1-yard line. The Tigers almost turned it over, almost gave up 2 points on his safety. The football is just on the outside of the end zone line. Inside the one. So the Tigers are going to have to maybe get Johnson over center and just run this football, get the snap and run it, because they are dangerously close to that end zone. If they have a bad snap and have to turn it over on a safety, there's only less than 30 seconds to go in the football game. We're going to keep it here during the timeout as Gehring called a timeout, their final one. That's academic. The Tigers lost two there. And just about got tackled in the end zone, which would have been a disastrous safety. It would have been a great safety for Gehring, but a disastrous 2 points against the Tigers. So the Tigers will come out, and they'll be looking to just get the snap off. 30 seconds, get the snap off. Get the snap off and get across that end line. And let the clock run out, we'll go to overtime. So Tanner Johnson now over center will just run it across the one about the 2-yard line. And that will do it for regulation. So the Tigers go over center with the snap, gain a yard, get it away from that goal line a little bit. It's going to be second down and long, but the Tigers don't have to snap it anymore. And we're going to go into overtime here. Hastings High does not need to, and they will not snap it. This game is going to be a 14-14, a regulation time tie. We're going to go to overtime here tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field. That's the end of regulation time with the score. Hastings High 14 and Gehring 14. We'll be back with overtime in 1 minute.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Back at the ESPN Superstations, before we hit overtime, we'll take you through the other scores we have. Kearney Catholic leading it over Minden 23-0. A final, St. Cecilia taking one over Sutton 21-14. Amherst shuts down Shelton 40-0. Let's take it out for bonus coverage of Hastings High versus Gehring.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Blaine Bulis with you. Hastings High and Gehring headed for overtime in a little over a minute here. 14-14 tie. And you cannot, again, overestimate or underestimate the value or the wrong things that can happen with turnovers. All four scores in this game coming after turnovers. The Tigers have failed to score after they fumbled deep in Gehring territory in the first half of play, and Gehring turned that into a touchdown and drive of 85 yards. And Dylan Wetherington, a 25-yard fumble recovery for the Bulldogs. They led 14-0 at halftime. The Tigers then got a fumble recovery of their own in the third quarter, went on a 75-yard drive in six plays. Tanner Johnson, a 39-yard run, made it 14-7 at the 9:28 mark. And then, after a Tanner Johnson interception, the Tigers went 13 plays, 82 yards, and they scored on Tanner Johnson to Brock Greer, touchdown pass, a 14-14 tie in the football game. Tanner Johnson with an interception. That second touchdown did not follow Tanner Johnson's interception because the Tigers are on an 82-yard drive. So three of the four scores after turnovers tonight. The Tigers get two in the third quarter. The Bulldogs got two in the second. A scoreless first and fourth. We'll go to the first overtime period. And again, in overtime, the teams will start at the 10-yard line. First and goal from the 10-yard line. Of course, they'll have their regular four downs. Each team will get a shot with the football. And neither team scores or nobody wins the game after their first the possessions. Then we go to another overtime. Start it again. So the Tigers will get it first. And out we come from the 10-yard line. First and goal in overtime, 14-14 tie. Tanner Johnson, the quarterback in the pistol, runs the option to his left. Toss to Derek Fast. Fast knocked down about the nine.
Derek Fast.
So good defense by the Bulldogs on that first goal at the 10-yard line. Pick up of 1 yard by Fast.
Second down and goal for the Tigers.
They're at the 9-yard line, second down for Hastings High. Again, there's no time on the clock. This is not a timed overtime. It's just four downs from the 10. Each team will get a shot with the football. And there the Tigers move in the backfield. Illegal procedure. It'll be hurting the Tigers. Again, Gehring, no penalties on Gehring tonight.
We'll bring up second and goal from the 14.
Second down and goal from the 14-yard line. So the Tigers need 14 yards. Again, you can try for a field goal. Fourth down if you want or any time, but you have four downs to score. If you don't, the other team gets a shot, and if they score and if you haven't, then they win. Tanner Johnson, straight back, good protection, throws it out to the left. It's going to be incomplete off the fingertips. Brendan Menke, an incomplete. Third and goal. Menke was open. Had it at about the five, couldn't hang on.
Chris,
27 throws for Tanner Johnson tonight. Third and goal from the 14. So the Tigers. Third and 14. Tanner Johnson in the pistol. Fakes the handoff to Fast, throws it across the middle. Wide open, touchdown! Wide open in the end zone. Morgan Carlong, touchdown from 14 yards out. Morgan Carlong with the catch, and he was wide open on the play. Tanner Johnson throws his second touchdown pass.
Philip
Pedroza with the big extra point here. The Tigers need this point. It's 20-14 in overtime. Snap. The kick is up. It is high enough and long enough, and it is good. And the Tigers lead it 21-14 in overtime. And we will be back with the Gehring Bulldogs first down from the 10 in 30 seconds.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. The Hastings High Tigers have scored first in overtime. It's 21-14. Tanner Johnson to Morgan Carlock, a 14-yard touchdown pass, and the Tigers now will come out on defense. First and goal from the 10 for the Bulldogs. The toss goes to Gage Smith. Nowhere to go on the near side. hemmed in there. The first to get to him, Brock Dreher.
Smith on the carry.
So it's going to be second down and goal. Smith runs it down to the 8. He got 2, second and goal at the 8-yard line.
So
the Tigers can keep the Bulldogs out of the end zone. These next 3 plays, they will win the football game. Second and goal from the 8. I formation. 3 wide receivers out. Dylan DeMont to Smith. Pretty good hole. Keeps the legs going. He's at the 3. Third and goal at the 3-yard line. Smith got 5. So the Bulldogs in pretty good shape here. Very strong running tonight by Gabe Smith. He's listed at 165, but I tell you, he's got to go more than that. He seems bigger than that. He certainly run bigger than that tonight. Third and goal from the 3-yard line. I formation. Ball handed off to Smith. He's at the 3. Nowhere to go there. So the Tigers stop him there. It's going to be fourth and goal. Gabe Smith, nowhere to go. At the bottom of the pile is Zach Cook. Fourth and goal from the 3. So this is the ball game. The Tigers hold them out. The Tigers will win their first in the Gehring Bulldogs. We're going to take a timeout. You get the extra timeout. Timeouts in the overtime period, but we'll keep it here during this timeout. Gehring Bulldogs face a fourth down and goal at the 3-yard line. This is it. They have to get a touchdown and then kick the point to force a second overtime period. Tigers holding out. The Tigers win the game. So Hastings High will be on defense. Got the third down play, no gain. So Hastings High now will dig in on defense. They've been running Jeff Keel, Zach Cook, Alex Panganiban, Tyler Musgrave up front, DJ Marr, Philip Pedrosia, Dylan Rudd in the linebackers, Brock Dreher, Tanner Johnson, Brendan Mankey, Braden Valentine, and others in there this evening on defense. So out they come, does the defense. And here we go. Fourth and goal from the 3. This could be the first win for the season for the Tigers. Fourth and goal at the 3. Bulldogs come out with 2 wide receivers out. A couple of tight ends, 2 in the backfield from the pistol. The quarterback, keeper, the football. He's going to go short. The Tigers win the game. They're going to make the tackle. Right there, Brendan Mankey leading the charge. The Tigers pile on each other near the 10-yard line, and Hastings High wins it by the score of 21-14 as they stop quarterback Dylan DeMott at about the 1-yard line, a pickup of 2, and the Tigers have won the football game 21-14 in overtime as they stop the Gehring Bulldogs twice from the 3-yard line and win the football game in overtime 21-14 as the Tigers outscore the Bulldogs 21-0 in the second half and in overtime. The Tigers score first in overtime. The Tigers stop the Bulldogs in 4 plays in overtime from the 10, and the Tigers win the football game 21-14, the first win of the year for the Hastings High Tigers. Wow, what a ball game and what a night for the Hastings High Tigers. The 0-0 season is over. The first win of the year for Hastings High in overtime over Gehring, 21-14. We'll be back to talk about this one in 2 minutes.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of 4 qualifying Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to an $80 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. We will recap this one for you. Stay tuned, though, for the Player of the Game show and our coach's post-game show. Hope to have one of the assistant coaches, probably Andy Butler, come up here for Hastings High. The Tigers win their first football game of the season, 21-14 in overtime over the Gehring Bulldogs here tonight. The Tigers shut out the Bulldogs in the second half and in overtime, and the Tigers scored in overtime and then kept the Bulldogs out of the end zone from the 10-yard line in that overtime to win it by the score of 21-14. A scoreless first quarter in this game. The Tigers fell behind 14-0 at halftime after the Tigers give up a touchdown, 85-yard drive and eight plays for the Gehring Bulldogs. After a Tiger fumble, Gade Smith runs 4 yards for the score. Gehring led 7-0. Dylan Weatherington picked up a fumble, ran 25 yards for a touchdown for the Bulldogs in the second quarter. They led 14-0 at halftime, but the Hastings High Tigers come back, and after stopping the Bulldogs in their first possession of the third quarter and the Tigers get a fumble recovery, that kind of turned things around, and the Tigers scored. Tanner Johnson, a 39-yard run, completing a six-play, 75-yard drive, 14-7 Gehring, with 9:28 to go in the third quarter. Exactly 7 minutes later, Tanner Johnson to Brock Greer, a 5-yard touchdown pass, a 13-play, 82-yard drive, and the Tigers had tied it at 14. Each team had chances in the fourth quarter, but neither team could score, 14-14 at the end of regulation. And then from the 10-yard line, you get four downs to score in overtime in high school football in Nebraska. The Tigers scored after they were pushed back by a penalty. A Tanner Johnson to Morgan Karloff, 14-yard touchdown pass. Karloff wide open on the play. 14-yard pass play. The extra point by Philip Pedrosio, kicked 3-9. 21-14, the Tigers led. And then the Tigers held the Gehring Bulldogs out of the end zone from the 10-yard line in four plays. The Bulldogs got 7 yards in the first two plays running Gade Smith, but then held Smith to no gain on third down, stopped quarterback Dylan DeMott at about the 1 yard line on the fourth down play. As Brock Adrier, Brendan Menke, all those guys in there, the whole defense involved in those last couple of stops, and the Hastings High Tigers held DeMott out of the end zone, won the football game 21-14 in overtime, their first win of the year after the 0-5 start, and the Gehring Bulldogs fall to 2-4. Now, unofficially, I have Tanner Johnson with 20 completions for 28 attempts, 20 out of 28, Tanner Johnson, 197 yards throwing. Johnson also with 91 yards rushing, and Tanner also picked off a pass on defense for the Tigers. The Tigers with 197 through the air. Morgan Karloff catches balls for 26, 29, 39, 45, 59 yards, six catches and a touchdown for Morgan Karloff. Brock Greer caught 5 balls and for, looks like about 41 yards there for Brock. So the Tigers spread it around. Christian Lomax caught 4 for 37 yards on the night. Brendan Menke caught 3 for 34 yards. Also one catch for Christian Perez for 5. One catch for 21 yards on the evening for Cody Hoffa. So Johnson, 20 out of 28 for 197 yards. The Tigers rushed for 163, 91 by Johnson, 67 by Derek Fast on the evening. The Tigers unofficially with 360 total yards into the contest. Tanner Johnson throws for two, runs for one, and also picks off a ball on defense tonight. For the rushing game for Gehring, they had 257 yards on the ground, 199 from Gage Smith, but Smith could not get the final three to tie this game in overtime. He had 199, though, on the ground and in over 30 carries, 257 on the ground total for the Bulldogs. They had only 64 throwing the football on this evening, so 321 total yards. So the Tigers outgained the Bulldogs 360 to 321. Including 197 throwing and 163 running for Hastings High tonight as they win the game in overtime, 21-14. So a thriller tonight. The Tigers come back from 14 down at halftime, score two in the third quarter. We have a scoreless fourth quarter. Then in overtime, the Tigers score first and hold the Bulldogs out of the end zone from that 10-yard line on the four downs, hold them out of the end zone on the last two downs from the three-yard line. So Hastings High wins it by the score of 21-14 in overtime. 3 weeks ago in the Tigers' last home game, they couldn't get the ball in the end zone from 2 yards out that would have tied the game against Alliance. They ended up losing that one 6-2. But tonight, the Tigers hold out the Gehring Bulldogs from the end zone from 10 yards out in overtime and win the game 21-14. The Tigers at 1-5 on the year will begin district play at McCook next week. Gehring falls to 2-4. They also start district play next week. That'll do it for the play-by-play portion, but stay tuned. We have our Player of the Game show and then the coach's post-game show. Again, the final score from Lloyd Wilson Field in overtime. Hastings High, 21, and the Gehring Bulldogs, 14. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game show is up next.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Player of the Game and the Coach's Postgame Show. It's all coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Time now for the Player of the Game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Blaine Bulis with you, our Player of the Game tonight. In overtime, Hastings High defeated the Gehring Bulldogs by the score of 21-14, getting a touchdown pass from Tanner Johnson to Morgan Karloff in overtime and kicking the point there and holding the Bulldogs out of the end zone on their four plays from the 10. The Tigers win it in overtime of this evening. Tanner Johnson, a candidate for Player of the Game, he threw for two, ran for one, had a pickoff, an interception on defense. Derek Fast runs for over 60. Johnson also ran for more than 90. Morgan Karloff caught six balls tonight, and Brock Dreher caught five on the evening. The defense shut out the Bulldogs in the second half and in overtime. So plenty of candidates for the Player of the Game, and we'll name our Player of the Game right after this.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Well, it's going to be a little tough for me. We're going to give the Player of the Game. Not going to be so tough naming the Player of the Game, but you got kudos out to a lot of guys tonight, every one of those Hastings High Tigers. But Tanner Johnson, he stands out tonight, the quarterback and defensive back for the Tigers. kind of represent the defense. He had a pick off tonight, had an interception this evening, one of the leaders on that defense. But at quarterback, Johnson unofficially 91 yards rushing and a touchdown, including a 39-yard scamper. And I have Tanner for 20 completions in 28 attempts tonight for 197 yards on the evening. He threw a couple touchdown passes, including the winner, to Morgan Karloff, with 14-yarder in overtime. And the Tigers win it tonight, 21-14 in overtime. So the 6'2", 185-pound senior quarterback and defensive back safety, Tanner Johnson, is our player of the game in the Tigers' overtime win over the Gehring Bulldogs. And stay tuned. We have more for you here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Coach's postgame show is up next.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's postgame show up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings.
And we are back at Lloyd Wilson Field, where the Hastings High Tigers defeat the Gehring Bulldogs by the score of 21-14 in overtime tonight. And one of the assistant football coaches, Andy Butler of the Tigers, joins us. And Coach, first of all, congratulations to Coach Emerson and the staff, but most of all, congratulations to those kids. They got to be just crazy higher than a kite in that locker room. But what a performance tonight, coming back from 14 down at halftime.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that first quarter kind of ended a little rough there with those couple turnovers and that long drive by Gehring. But, yeah, definitely just a resilient effort at the end there, being down 14-0 at half, and then really shutting the door after that, you know, giving up some yards. Smith, you know, you said 199, but, you know, field position played a lot of that. They were able to drive, but they weren't able to put, you know, get deep into our zone most of that second half, which really helps. But, yeah, definitely the four quarters and then that extra period at the end there, just the best, most complete game I think we've seen in a long time here at Hastings High.
Yeah, the Tigers just hurt in that first half, falling behind. They fumbled the football away after a nice game. We're deep in the territory of the Bulldogs, and they could go on a drive to score, and then the Tigers a fumble it and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So you went in halftime 14-0. What was the conversation, or what was the main message from Coach Emerson at halftime, down 14-0? It did result in the turnovers. I know he's been telling us every week, preaching you just can't turn it over, but what was the main thrust of halftime?
Well, I mean, it was basically a 0-0 game. I mean, we gave them those two turnovers, which led to 14 points. That, yeah, they put together an 84-yard drive, or right around an 80-90-yard drive to get that first score, but I mean, if we don't turn that ball over in the red zone, we get points out of it. That's not 14-0. So our offense was working. Our defense basically was given, you know, gave up 7 points. So definitely, it was all mostly positives. We just had to stay in it and know that 14 points was not going to win this game.
The Bulldogs got the ball to start the third quarter. They drive into Tiger territory, but a fumble recovery by the Tigers. And Coach and I were both trying to figure out exactly who had that fumble recovery, but whoever did kind of turned the momentum. Tigers go down and score, and then scored again. So that was really a big point in the game. You stopped them from going three scores up, and that really, I guess, maybe gave the defense even renewed energy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We know sometimes we seem to come out a little lackluster to start the second half, so I was real interested to see how that first defensive drive was going. And Gehring kind of pushed the ball a few times right down the middle of the field, which was a little alarming. But then to have that fumble really kind of came at a great time for us, and we were able to capitalize and then really take the momentum from there.
And after that fumble recovery, Tanner Johnson ran 39 yards for a score, made it 14-7. And that really put the hop in the step of the sideline over here. And the Tigers got the ball back in the third quarter. And Johnson found Brock Dreher on a 5-yard touchdown pass, which completed another long drive in that quarter. And so the Tigers really got that momentum going, took advantage of things. And the offense was really, really on all cylinders on those two drives, Coach. And that's what you've been looking for, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, even that first half, we made two good drives right in a row, and then just, you know, kicked away with a fumble. Then a couple of penalties took us out of position early, late in that first quarter. And, you know, so we're getting it. You know, we're making vast improvements. We're getting it. We just got to eliminate the penalties, which we've done pretty well, but it seemed tonight kind of snuck up on us. And then eliminate the red zone turnovers.
Indeed. So it was a scoreless fourth quarter. We went into overtime, and each team gets the ball from the 10-yard line, four downs, and the Tigers scored first and then held to the Bulldogs out. What's the thinking? What was the thinking, at least tonight, on your sideline going into that overtime? You get it from the 10. You just want to try to use the plays that have been working. You just want to get it into the end zone and then play your defense. But what's the thinking as you go into overtime? Because it's different from, obviously different from the rest of the game.
Yeah, you're right. And 10 yards is really close. We're not running the veer every play anymore. So it's really tough because everybody's so close and jam-packed. And we saw that they're running all man. A lot of that fourth quarter, they ran a ton of man. So we tried to throw them off with some motions and stuff. And other than that, with them bouncing backwards and stuff, we were able to find a couple of seams and, you know, really make them pay. And then defensively, I mean, you know, we gave up, you were saying, 200 plus yards of offense. But, yeah, you know, when they're running the ball every play, it's, you know, they're going to rack up yards. And, you know, shut four plays out from 10 yards, that's, you know, in high school football, it's so tough to do. 10 yards is nothing. And to see it happen in the first overtime is just, you know, it's huge. And we knew they were going to run it. You know, that last play they ran that quarterback, it was basically just a quarterback keep, and they're leading two guys up almost an ISO. And, you know, we'd seen it all week. You know, they ran a few times before, and we were able to, you know, bounce it and then gang tackle right there at the 2 or 3 yard line.
Yeah, the quarterback got a little push, and it was touch and go there. He could have got in the end zone, but then like the corners and the safeties came up there, and the rest of the guys caught up with things, and as you said, kind of made it a gang tackle and kept them out of the end zone. The Tigers win the football game on the score in the overtime for the Tigers. On that play, Morgan Karloff got wide open. There was a real good fake by Tanner Johnson to Derek Fast. It was 3rd and 14. He had been pushed back by a penalty. So what happened on that play? Did the person who was supposed to defend Morgan, did he get taken in by the fake, or what happened? Because Morgan was wide open in the end zone.
Yeah, and we rehearsed that play pretty often. And it puts a lot of guys in pressure, and they're running man, which is tough to do because you can't support the run and defend the pass at the same time. And to give as good as a fake as we gave, yeah, with Derek Fast and Tanner there in the backfield, I mean, it really freed Morgan up. And I mean, with it being cold, and we talked about maybe that being alluding to some of the drops, and that ball seemed like it hung up there forever.
Indeed. So, but he was wide open. There was no one close, and he pulled that thing in, and the Tigers kicked the point. Then they had four downs from the 10. They get 7 of those yards in the first two plays. So they're 3rd and goal at the 3, and as you said, you knew they were going to run it, and you probably figured it was going to be Gage Smith. You stopped him for no gain on 3rd down, and then they face that 4th down. They take their timeout, and the quarterback keeps it. So, really kudos to the defense on those last two plays. They really figured that the run was coming, but they only needed 3 yards, but they kept them out of there. So the defense really, really dug in those last two.
Definitely. The last two home games, our defense has just played lights out. You know, yeah, they gave up 20 points in two games, and the way we play defense off and on the rest of the season, you don't see that from us out of 8 quarters, let alone, you know, one or two quarters. So definitely kudos to that defense, that whole, you know, the whole game. Yeah, we gave up yards, but, you know, we really didn't give them any points. We gave them points. They didn't really take any points from us. So definitely defense really played well tonight.
It was a thriller, ended up being, as the Tigers shut out the Bulldogs in the second half and in overtime, scored three times themselves, including the overtime, of course, to win the game 21-14. So now that goose egg is gone. Now the player then can forget about that. That thing's not on their backs anymore. And district play starts next week. So what a momentum builder tonight heading into district. It's at McCook next week. Then you got Lexington and Holdridge here in the district. So it's kind of, I guess, it's cliche and old habit. It really is a new season starting next week, and your guys should really be ready to go come Monday.
You know, and that's exactly right. You know, McCook, if you can't get up to play McCook, you shouldn't be playing football anyway. And, you know, that venue is just such a, you know, it's almost one of those monumental Nebraska, you know, football stops everybody should see. And, you know, I played there twice, and it was one of my favorite places to play just because the atmosphere is so great. So definitely McCook, you know, they run a lot of the same stuff they always have, but they were mixing some new stuff in. So it'll be definitely an interesting week for us, and we have a lot to prepare for.
Yeah, the Bison are not having a down year, folks. They're having a good year. Lexington and Holdridge having pretty good seasons. In fact, Lexington and Holdridge and McCook have all beaten Gehring. So now all four teams from the Hastings District have given the Bulldogs their four losses this season. But a great victory tonight. Coach, thanks for coming up. And again, congrats to Coach Emerson and the staff, but especially to the kids and the program. And it ought to be a great week of practice, a great week around Hastings High School next week. But congratulations. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. That's Andy Butler, and one of the assistant football coaches of the Hastings High Tigers, as they win it 21-14 in overtime over the Gehring Bulldogs. We'll take our break and wrap things up right after this from Cully Pipe and Steel Supply.
5 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
The Hastings High Tigers winning in overtime, 21-14 over the Gehring Bulldogs tonight. Tanner Johnson to Morgan Karloff, a 14-yard touchdown pass in overtime. The extra point by Philip Pedroja, 21-14. Tigers then, the Tigers hold out the Bulldogs from the 10-yard line in four downs and seal the win with the defensive stand there. Two plays coming from inside the 3-yard line in that final attempt to tie it by the Gehring Bulldogs, but the Tigers hold them out and win it, their first of the year, 21-14. Tanner Johnson throws for two scores, runs for one, has an interception on defense. He was our player of the game tonight. Johnson threw for 197. He ran for 91 on the evening as the Tigers win it by the score of 21-14 in overtime tonight. The Tigers shutting out the Bulldogs in the second half and in overtime. Hastings High comes back from a 14-0 halftime deficit to tie it after three and win it in overtime by 7. The Tigers now 1-5 on the year. District play begins at McCook next Friday for the Hastings High Tigers. The Gehring Bulldogs drop to 2-4. All four of their losses this season coming to teams in the Hastings High District. The Tigers, Lexington, Holdridge, and McCook. So the Tigers at McCook next Friday. Again, the final score here tonight in overtime. The Hastings High Tigers, 21. The Gehring Bulldogs, 14. For Brad Beam, John Dibbern, and everyone at Platte River Radio, our thanks to you. And again, the final in overtime. Hastings, 21. Gehring, 14. This is Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-8000. High school football has been an exclusive presentation of ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Hastings.
It's an ability to understand how to interact with people. He gets mad.
Do a wrap because I can just keep talking here. Let me get my thoughts together just a minute. Is this thing still running? And we'll do a wrap in 10.